News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The record 43-day federal government shutdown is over.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again. Thank you.
President Trump in the Oval Office last night signing a government funding bill that was passed by the House earlier in the evening. The legislation keeps the government open through the end of January, reverses the firing of federal workers by the Trump administration since the shutdown began, and guarantees back pay for furloughed workers. Democrats were pushing for an extension of health care subsidies, but they received no guarantees in the bill except a promised vote. Air travel, of course, was snarled because of the shutdown, and it may take some time for the airlines to return to a normal schedule.
I will never travel again.
Marilyn Roth had had it.
If I travel again, it'll be I will drive.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights since the FAA ordered a 10% reduction in air traffic to cope with short staffing and control towers, made worse by the government shutdown. Air traffic controllers went unpaid.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had, they should get a bonus.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy echoing President Trump.
It'll be $10,000 depending on how many we have.
There is no timeline for when the flight cuts might ease. I'm Ben Tom.
Lawyers for two of President Trump's foes who have been charged by the Justice Department are set to ask a federal judge to dismiss the cases against them. They say the prosecutor who secured the indictments was illegally installed. The challenges to Lindsey Halligan's appointment as interim U.S. attorney are part of multi-pronged efforts by former FBI Director James Comey and others. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting a report of a wreck on 95 southbound, 69 mile marker. That's going to be just south of the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Fire department is just arriving there, so the information is really just coming in. So anybody south from Mountain Road in Harford County, if you're going down towards White Marsh, heads up till we get some more information on that. One of the initial reports said was a hazmat situation, which could indicate there has been a spill there. About 5:15, city police are working a wreck, Bel Air Road at Parkside Drive. And if you're coming into Queenstown on the eastern shore, there's a wreck on the shoulder, may grab some attention, 50 westbound right at Wide Mills Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 41 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police reported a double shooting over the weekend. Officers were called to the 200 block of Pittston Circle on Sunday morning. A man and a woman were found with gunshot wounds. There is no update on the man's current condition. The woman, 24-year-old Shariah Woods, died of her injuries. Maryland 1st District Republican and House Freedom Caucus Chair Andy Harris says Passage of the government funding bill to end the Democrat-led shutdown is a win for conservatives and the American people. He says it ends the Schumer shutdown, stops a bloated year-end omnibus dead in its tracks, keeps spending flat, protects President Trump's priorities, and forces a continuing resolution into January. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 817, the pick four, 5478. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. In the Bible, Jesus said every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. 1,800 years later, Abraham Lincoln said a house divided against itself cannot stand. Jesus was speaking of the sinful nature of humanity, guaranteed to separate us from each other and from God. Lincoln was speaking to the state of the nation prior to the onset of the Civil War. Both applied to America today. Many believe we may be on the verge of another Civil War, as the progressive agenda of divide and conquer is playing itself out by using identity politics to divide us. At its core, however, there are no distinctions, as God created only one human race, and we better learn to get along. Scripture asks the question, he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? Think on that, America. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The news out of Owings Mills yesterday revolved around Lamar. Absent from practice, listed on the injury report as a DNP with a knee injury. Head coach John Harbaugh addressed the situation afterwards.
It'd be listed as a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game. So he should be okay. And I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
If Jackson is unavailable on Sunday, the Ravens would turn to backup Tyler Huntley, who beat the Bears in his only start this season. Four other players were also out yesterday, including Marlon Humphrey, who's already been ruled out for Sunday with a pin in his finger, and Rashad Bateman highly unlikely to play with a high ankle sprain. The Orioles making moves. The Sun reporting this morning the team will hire Donnie Ecker to be their new bench coach. Ecker is 39 years of age, has spent the past seven seasons as an MLB assistant coach with the Reds, Giants, and Rangers. Pass crossing with O's manager Craig Albanez in San Francisco. AL and NL Cy Young winners announced yesterday. Tarek Skubal for the second consecutive season in the American League. Paul Skeens in his 197 ERA in the NL. Coming up in 30 minutes, as bad as the Browns are, why do they give so much trouble to the Ravens? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, November the 13th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, a Baltimore police officer indicted for attempted murder could face 65 years in prison. That's the viral video, and he was chasing the dude down with his patrol car. Governor Tex Moore has been caught posing with a member of Antifa at the Redskins game over the weekend. But the top story here is the Schumer shutdown, the longest government shutdown in history for 43 days, is now officially over. President Trump signed the bill into law, and the government is now
reopened.
So with all of that, I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape. We went through this short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically. And it's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again. Thank you.
The vote, 222 to 209, six Democrats voting with the Republicans. The six Democrats, like the eight Senate Democrats, Henry Cuellar, Davis from North Carolina, Gray, Golden from Maine, Perez, Suozzi of New York, all voted with the Republicans. Two Republicans voted no. Thomas Massey, who votes no on everything, pretty much the Republicans want to do. And Greg Stubbe of Florida, which is a little bit of a surprise. The reason why he voted against it was Senate Republicans protected themselves on the spying issue. They can now sue the government and get up to $500,000 each. He thought Republicans that were spied on the House should have the same. So that's why he voted no on principle there. But President Trump, again, said had a message to the Democrats, because this can happen again. Unless the filibuster is changed on January 30th, or right going up to that point now, we're going to see in about 2 months, we're going to go through all this, all these machinations once again of a potential government shutdown unless Republicans learn from their mistakes. But President Trump said he would not give in to the Democrats' blackmail.
For the past 43 days, Democrats in Congress shut down the government of the United States in an attempt to extort American taxpayers for hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal aliens and people that came into our country illegally from gangs, from prisons, from mental institutions. They wanted to pay them $1.5 trillion, which would have really hurt our health care businesses and our recipients at levels never seen before. Today we're sending a clear message that we will never give in to extortion, because that's what it was. They tried to extort, the Democrats tried to extort our country.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they try to do. But President Trump, who is the art of the deal, the negotiator, he wasn't going to have anything with it. So the deal breaks down like this. There's no, out of the $1.5 trillion in additional spending the Democrats were asking for, $200 billion of which was going to go to health care for illegal aliens. Ain't going to happen. No funding of PBS and, of course, National Public Radio. None of their DEI nonsense that they were trying to, or their woke crap they were trying to get back into that bill. None of it. Gets passed. They do not get the extension on the Obamacare subsidies, and that will come in a later vote next month in the Senate, as promised by Thune. No promise by Speaker Johnson over in the House. And so what did the Democrats get? Well, they've got federal employees who were laid off during the shutdown. They will now be protected, hired back, and protected till at least January 30th. But now the airports will eventually reopen. The problem is now with the flight traffic controllers, how do you get them back on the job? Some of them said, I'm not doing this again. That is a problem we need. It takes a good 2 to 3 years to train an air traffic controller. And so we might still have some minor delays and disruptions through Thanksgiving. Of course, this happens right before Thanksgiving, the biggest travel event of the year. But the good news here is President Trump, of course, never caved, and at least Speaker Johnson and John Thune did not capitulate as well. And that's a rarity when Republicans get a win like this over the Democrats. We'll see if it can last. The next big fight is going to be over the filibuster. We'll talk about that. And we've got Democrat reaction, including Governor Tax Moore and AOC on the government reopening last night. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic lug nuts, Johnson.
We're looking at a delay on 795 southbound. The new wreck just came in a couple of minutes ago. Southbound near Franklin Boulevard. Haven't seen it yet, but I see the impact already if you're coming down from 140 and you're by the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road. Brake lights already at Franklin Boulevard on the southbound side. The other big wreck, 95 southbound around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. The initial report from the scene, it's out of camera range, but the initial report said the right lane and both shoulders are affected at the accident scene. So anybody south from Mountain Road, there's not a major backup yet, but we'll start to see at least some slowing as you're heading south through that area. Of course, the options once we get a backup through there would be to move over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway and then work your way south and westbound from there. And at least right now, nothing major. The traffic building quickly going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, breezy, upper 50s, again windy, about 20 miles an hour, not as windy as it has been. It was calm overnight. Clear and mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-50s. Temperatures going to rise over the weekend. So getting out of this little Canadian blast of Arctic air here, which is going to feel really good. Right now, Annapolis is clear in 44. Columbia at 41. Time for some one-liner news for you today. New survey of 9,000 people show 97% cannot tell the difference between AI-created music artists and human music artists. We played that new country song that's number one on the digital billboard the other day.
Yeah. I was fooled.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell either. I think one way you can tell is when they go on tour. And that's when you'll know if it's AI or not.
On screen.
Yeah. Pope Leo says his favorite movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life. And Mel Gibson's like, hello, what about Passion of the Christ?
Yeah, I think you would think that would go in line.
Or what about The Robe? Remember The Robe?
Yeah, but that comes with the job.
Yeah. Many parts of the United States have been treated to an amazing display of the Northern Lights. It's a stunning view, especially since there are no airplanes in the sky.
Right. Makes it even better.
Yeah, I can see it. You can see it from Baltimore. I did not see it. Did you see the Northern Lights?
I didn't see it. Chuck, did you see it?
Too far south.
Yeah, too far south.
I didn't know if Florida was one of the states where you could see
it. Down by the equator. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Right. Cartoon icon Betty Boop is being turned into a villain in a live-action horror movie currently in production.
That's kind of...
The movie's going to be in black and white.
Sweet image.
Yeah. I wonder who's next. Jughead?
Jughead goes...
maybe Little Lotta? You imagine Little Lotta?
That's scary.
She comes in and sits on people. Russia debuted their first AI-powered humanoid robot at a Moscow tech event the other day. Apparently, it toppled over and broke into hundreds of pieces. From rubles to rubble, that quickly. Putin was not amused. The Mega Millions jackpot could reach $1 billion before the next drawing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Apparently in New York, Mamdani is already planning to tax the winner 95%.
Yeah. Well,
5% for him, 95% for the government. Three paintings by the late painter Bob Ross have sold at auction for more than $600,000, and he's going to donate that to help PBS stations struggling since losing their federal funding. So, and the good news is the lucky buyers get a PBS tote bag as well.
And a pen.
Yeah, exactly. Baltimore earns the Maryland's worst reputation for paying bills. A survey of 3,000 small businesses identified the cities with the best and worst payers. Businesses in Baltimore were way down the list. You know, the checks
deadbeat
in the mail.
City.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Deadbeat
we
city.
All know about that.
Number one at paying their bills, Clarksville, Tennessee. And at the bottom of the list, as we said, Baltimore down there at 220. So, again, not a good showing, of course. But then again, in the city, we never know where the money is anywhere in the city.
It's true.
And finally, the United States Mint yesterday struck its last penny ever. There will be no more 1 cent coins after 232 years, citing that it took like 37 cents to make one penny.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been losing billions of dollars a year for a long, long time now.
Yeah. So I remember getting a jar of pennies was the big thing.
Yeah, not anymore. I mean, they'll still be in circulation, and because now a lot of businesses round up.
Is that going to up for collectors? Is that going to do any, I would think...
I would think that, if you are collecting pennies, now they're even more valuable since they're not going to be made anymore. So we'll see what happens. You know what really gets under my craw is, besides the fact they're putting Christmas displays and decorations and stuff out now.
Oh, yeah, they got to stop
even
that.
Before Halloween. But now it's already begun. TV commercials are on the air using Christmas music. Here's one example from Audi.
Turbo sings, quattro cleans, racing all the way. Oh, what fun it is to drive when an Audi leads the way.
That's a real commercial. This is not a bit. It's not a parody. That's a real commercial. And, of course, Macy's is doing it as well.
Tis the season for hosting, for baking and roasting, and getting dressed up to the nines.
Stay in the kitchen all night. All right, so that's just a couple examples, but it's all over the television. I don't know if you've seen any of these.
Oh, yeah. I try not. I feel like it takes the joy away.
I think it does. I mean, look, you'd like to have that joy all year long that you feel around Christmas time. But, again, and that's fine. If you want to play Christmas songs, play Christmas songs. But don't, change the lyrics. And I'm a traditionalist. I just love my Christmas music the way it is. I don't need to have it in car commercials, in department store commercials, et cetera. So,
I concur.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. Yes, sir.
Quick update.
Yes.
Back up on 95 now is back to Mountain Road. So anybody in Harford County, time to get away from 95. The accident is down at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. You need to make the move before Mountain Road or back at Route 24. Get over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway. There's a big wreck down there at the Harford County line.
All right, very good. Thanks, sir. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. So the big debate here, the big question of the morning is who won the shutdown? Was it the Democrats? Was it the Republicans? Was it President Trump? Were there no winners here? Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. My friends over at Town Appliance, I just want to remind you that they have incredible display. Over 70 different brands to choose from. It is a stunning showroom. You go in there, they'll work with you on your budget. If you're just looking for a single refrigerator where you're redoing your entire kitchen, they'll help you in no matter what it is. And what I love most about both mayors, and there are two mayors working there, they're just going to be very honest with you and tell you exactly what's going on. And because they want you as a customer for life. So that's the big difference. You get treated royally at Town Appliance. You get a low price match. And you get an incredible selection and, of course, all the appliances you would ever need. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update here on Thursday morning rush hour is Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, there was a wreck with a fuel spill, 95 southbound at the Harford County, Baltimore County line, 69-mile marker there. Some traffic is getting by, but it is already impacting 95. We can see the traffic exiting onto the ramp at Mountain Road, and then they're going over to Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway. So already there is an impact. Watch your speed if you're coming south of Route 24. Looks a little better here with the wreck that was on 795 at Franklin Boulevard. We were backed up at the accident scene, and now the pace is a little bit better, but there's still some brake lights as you're traveling south, and then at Owings Mills Boulevard, and from there at least down to the Beltway, we're back up to the posted limit, and we'll start to fill in on the west side outer loop now from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, breezy with winds again, gusting about 20 miles an hour. Temperatures upper 50s, clear. Mid-30s tonight, sunny tomorrow, mid-50s. Temperatures rise over the weekend, clear and 42 right now in the city, 41 in the Bel Air. So who won the shutdown, in your humble opinion? I think it's a win for the Republicans because, you know, they don't cave for once. I mean, you take away that, and I think President Trump stuck to to his guns. He was not going to give Chuck Hugh Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, Dollar Store Obama, not going to give them what they wanted. And eventually, look, it was the longest shutdown in history, but it had to have been done. You know who's not happy is AOC and a bunch of the other Bolsheviks that are now taking over the Democrat Party.
I think it's important that we understand that this is not just about Senator Schumer, but that this is about the Democratic Party. Senator Schumer, there's no one vote that ended this shutdown. We are talking about a coordinated effort of eight senators with the knowledge of Leader Schumer voting to break with the entire Democratic Party in exchange for nothing.
Yeah, well, you can see they're not happy. Of course, the Ilhan Omars and the racist Rashida Tlaibs and the Ayanna Pressleys and the Bernie Sanders of the world, you know, the true Bolsheviks, the communists who want to take over our country, the Mamdanis. The other one snuck in, by the way, in Seattle. You know, you got to get rid of this ranked choice voting and the mail-in ballots. A surge of mail-in ballots came in, putting a communist now as the new mayor of Seattle. That's the game plan. Take over the cities and then slowly try to spread and metastasize communism throughout our country. Governor Wes / Tax Moore released the following statement after the Congress advanced a funding bill to reopen the federal government. They could be happy about it, right? You think putting federal workers back to work and food stamp recipients getting their food stamps and the airports, you know, getting... No, no. Here's what he said. This is exactly why people hate Washington. Once again, Republicans in D.C. are asking us to accept a false choice. Fund the government or protect people's health care. That's not leadership. Well, that is a false choice. It's a false premise. To fund the government, just because you funded the government is not protecting people's health care. You know, what you're doing is you're protecting the insurance company's health and, in fact, their bottom line. Because that's what Obamacare was done. Written by insurance companies, for insurance companies, premiums raised 60%. And, you know, and again, we were looking at a lot of folks here. By the way, the insurance company's profits went up 1,000% as a result of Obamacare. So who's getting protected here, the people or the insurance companies, Governor? He went on to say Marylanders know what's at stake. They lived the shutdown, the federal workers who missed paychecks, the SNAP recipients wondering how to feed their families, the seniors worried about keeping the heat on. We stepped up to do our part, releasing tens of millions of dollars to keep food on the table, covering heating costs for Marylanders and blah, 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 blah. The point being here is that you didn't care about federal workers because not once did you pick up the phone and ask any single one of the Democrats in Maryland's congressional delegation to vote to reopen the government. And then you can negotiate the Obamacare issues later. So you voted by proxy. Actually, you don't vote because he's not a senator. But I'm saying you were in support of Van Hollen, also Brooks, Johnny Zero, and the rest of the Zeros in the Maryland Democrat congressional delegation. You voted to keep federal workers unemployed. You voted to keep food stamps from getting to the people that actually might have needed them, and for seniors to keep the heat on, etc. So then he says, so yes, reopening the government matters, but the health care premiums will continue to rise, and Marylanders are the ones who will pay the price or lose coverage altogether. This is the deal I have grave concerns about. Well, if you have such grave concerns about it, why don't you work with the Republicans on a health care model that works for all of us? President Trump is doing it. We'll hear at the top of next hour how he's doing it and where that money should be going. But at the end of the day, the shutdown is really, all of this could have been avoided. For 6 weeks, actually 4 weeks ago, Thune, the leader in the Senate, had a very similar plan to what they eventually voted on last night or 2 days ago and then last night over in the House. So it was very similar, almost to a T. This was needless. This was unnecessary. This was all about the Democrats trying to use this as a political cudgel against President Trump for a couple of reasons. One, they want to sabotage the economy. Okay, they wanted something because they're heading into the midterms. You got to remember, they will do anything and say anything to get power and stay in power. And if that means they got to wreck the economy short term, they'll do it. And that was the intent here. It was also the intent to radicalize their left wing, now progressive Marxist base during the Democrat blue city, blue stronghold elections that was held just a couple of weeks ago. And so they want to be able to turn that base out there so they could crow about a victory. So that's what this was all about, to stop Trump, to give homage to their radical left-wing base for fundraising purposes, for to get out the vote purposes. And I think there's also at the same time, Schumer might be worried about AOC and others breathing down his neck. I firmly believe that Chuck E. Schumer's done. I think he will not seek re-election at this point. He'll take the Pelosi out, the exit, if you will. That golden parachute they all seem to get when they go to Congress or Senate. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at Governor Tex Moore. He's been caught posing with a member of Antifa, and we've got receipts. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. City police are investigating a West Baltimore shooting that injured a 13-year-old boy. Officers say the shooting happened shortly after 6 p.m. in the 2400 block of Woodbrook Avenue. The teenage victim suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. The Yonkers, New York man accused of hitting a Harford County deputy with a truck during a police chase has been indicted. Juan Monceda is charged with attempted first-degree murder, second-degree burglary, hit-and-run causing seriously bodily injury, and other related offenses. Monceda allegedly stole cooking oil from an Aberdeen Applebee's in late August and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks on the interstate when he was struck on 95. Monceda remains held at the Harford County Detention Center pending his trial. A former Carroll County firefighter faces child pornography and sex offense charges in connection with the alleged abuse of a six-year-old. Two cases against 34-year-old Michael Medvedev were filed in Frederick County District Court earlier this month for alleged incidents that happened after he moved in with a woman and her daughter. Fire and EMS Chief Michael Robinson tells the Carroll County Times that Medvedev is no longer employed by the county. Preliminary hearings in both cases are set for December 17th. And Baltimore school leaders are proposing the closure of three city schools due to low enrollment and concerns about academic standards. According to a local newspaper, city administrators have asked the board to close Dallas F. Nicholas Elementary School on 21st Street and Renaissance Academy because of a declining student population. 6:31 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings Wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
This is the time of the year most of us are checking off our holiday gift list. Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on that list. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every single second and alerts you to the threats you could miss yourself. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% off your first year at LifeLock.com with the promo code BECK. Terms apply.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I-95 leaving Harford County with that delay. The wreck is down at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. So as you're moving south from Mountain Road, once you get south of there, you're going to have to ride it out and go past the accident scene down to White Marsh Boulevard. We're backed up before Mountain Road. The traffic coming south from Route 24. Your options now, get off there 24, head over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, and then Pulaski Highway to White Marsh Boulevard, then come back over to the interstate from there. A couple of things now towards Montgomery County. A wreck reported on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway after the American Legion Bridge, already backing up the River Road. There's a wreck coming south of Frederick on 270 southbound at Route 80, and also some delays southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So as bad as the Browns are year over year, we've already documented this, 18 double-digit losing seasons in the last 26, just about the definition of failure. Why is it that Cleveland gives Baltimore, in general, so much trouble? Well, a slew of answers, first from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
Because they're really good. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that defense is one of the best, if not the best defense going right now. I mean, they got multiple top-end players. They got a great scheme. They play super hard. They're physical. They do everything really well.
Roquan Smith was asked the same question later in the Ravens locker room.
And then I think adding that it's a division rival, and they have a lot of really good players on their team, really good defense, and they have a lot of pieces on offense as well.
And the bulldozer, Patrick Ricard, a bit later, breaks it down pretty simply.
It feels like high school football in terms of, like, we all know each other. We play each other twice a year. Mostly everyone's been on the same team for a while. And it's kind of like, who can be the most physical and who will quit first? You know?
Well, he should know. In reality, the Ravens lead the all-time series 38-15. Doesn't seem like much of a rivalry, but the teams have split in the last 3 years. Injury news out of Owings Mills yesterday had Lamar on the sideline with a knee issue. Harbaugh saying he'd be back today. Marlon Humphrey already has been ruled out with a finger issue. Rashad Bateman unlikely to play with an ankle. Baseball news, the Sun reporting that Donnie Ecker will be the O's next bench coach, and the team will retain Buck Britton, Drew French, and Ryan Klemek. They'll be back on the coaching staff in 2026 in roles that have not yet been determined. Tarik Skubal repeats as the AL Cy Young winner, and Paul Skenes gets it in the NL. Elsewhere, the Guardians' Louis Ortiz pleads not guilty for his role in the Major League Baseball's pitch rigging scandal, while Uber agent Scott Boras calls for an end to prop betting. Meanwhile, a crazy story from college football. A massive brawl last Saturday at halftime of a rivalry game has led to suspensions for more than two dozen players. Grambling State defeating Bethune-Cookman in the game, which was marred by the brawl. 27 players have been suspended, 9 from Bethune-Cookman and 18 from Grambling. Here's Grambling's head coach, Mickey Joseph, defending his players' actions.
And we're not going to tolerate disrespect here at Grambling. You won't disrespect us. We're going to meet disrespect with disrespect. Be responsible. Mm.
And so what happened was, right before halftime, punches were being thrown as the teams began exiting the field. The two schools have been playing one another, the rivalry, since 1947. The time now is 6:37. When we return, keeping it in check.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Have you ever been involved in a football game where a brawl erupted between the two teams?
Not in the game, but after the actually, it wasn't even. It was at a basketball game that the football team went to support the basketball team, and we got jumped.
Hmm.
There was a full scale brawl out in the.
And did you participate?
I was defending.
Tell us the truth.
I was defending myself and my teammates.
Okay. One time there was a brawl in a game that I participated in, Miami Beach High School. Yes, Beach High had a football team. We didn't go to the beach all the time.
I thought you guys were too laid back to brawl.
We were extremely laid back, but not on this day. We played Jackson High School, which is a power, and we were actually good that year too. Jackson High School in Miami, and there was some racial comments made. Jackson was pretty much an all-black school. Mm-hmm. Beach High was pretty much an all-white school. Although that was not true. We did have some black players on the team. Anyway, there were some racial comments made from their side towards us, and we had to defend ourselves, and we were beaten pretty badly in that brawl, to be honest with you.
Wow.
It wasn't a good scene.
Wasn't a good one?
No, but I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, we were okay and everything, yeah. but it was quite a... I don't know. I've never experienced anything like that before.
I do remember once. I think it was a junior playing at DeMatha, and we were playing Central High School in Prince George's County, which is predominantly black. But I don't know why they scheduled us, but they got smoked. It was like 47-0, whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
and we took all our starters out in the beginning of the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it was even worse. Right. Well, they were just a bad team. But make a long story short, our linebacker coach, I remember this day, Ricky Cook. He said, gentlemen, at the end of this game, do not take your hats off, meaning your helmets.
Yeah.
Do not take your hats off and walk straight to the bus. And we did. And as soon as we got on that bus and they started the bus, rocks and everything that you could imagine, they just started flying. A couple of broken windows, but we did get out of there. But it's just sad. You know, people just can't, you know, that's, I understand you want to try to up your program, but you're not ready. You know, in some cases, don't embarrass your school and your players like that when you're not ready to play at that level.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And, well, the salute to service, last week at the Redskins Commanders game. President Trump was there. So was Governor Moore. Did you know that? Governor Moore was there. Of course, it was, you know, probably free beer in the governor's suite. That's where he was there. And there was also a very interesting individual in the governor's seat, suite, rather. And you could see there's a picture of the governor with his arm around this guy. His name is Russell Ellis. He's known as the Jolly Good Ginger. Not only is he an outspoken critic of President Trump, he led the anti-Trump rally in Washington back in September. Here he is in... you know, we got some audio of him with the governor in the governor's suite.
So I'm here with Governor Westmore in the governor's suite.
That's Russell Ellis in the governor's suite with Westmore. And this is Russell Ellis in September at the anti-Trump rally.
First of all, I'm Antifa. Because if you're looking for Antifa, I'm here.
Russell Ellis says, I'm Antifa. If you're looking for Antifa, I'm here. Now, I don't know if Governor Moore knew that Russell Ellis was Antifa, but somebody had to know who you were letting. Isn't anybody vetting who's getting into the governor's suite? Now, this guy's apparently a veteran. That's the reason why he got in. But isn't somebody on Governor Moore's staff vetting who they're letting into the governor's suite? And he seemed like he knew this guy for a long time, like they were good buddies. I mean, arm around him, and then... in a moment of, you know, patting myself on the back, Governor Tex Moore has a message for President Trump during the game.
Well, I just wanted to remind people that, you know, because I know the president's coming on board today, but I just want to remind him, say, first of all, Mr. President, welcome back to Maryland. And second of all, in the state of Maryland, I am proud to be the Commander-in-Chief of the Maryland National Guard. So, welcome, Mr. President.
That's Russell Ellis, yucking it up. The guy says, I'm Antifa, yucking it up with the governor of the state of Maryland. I should remind you that Antifa just attacked Turning Point USA out in Berkeley, California, and bloodied several members. Antifa, DOJ has now launched an investigation into the Berkeley violence. And so if Governor Moore truly believes that political violence is totally unacceptable, yes, he said that in the past, why would you pose with an Antifa member? Why would your people, why would the governor, of course, there may not be anybody left on the governor's staff to actually do vetting anymore because they're, you know, they're fleeing like rats off of a sinking ship. But I find it, I mean, that's, you talk about politically tone deaf. And here's the governor. Yeah, you ask your question, when you're getting picture taken with people, and this is, this isn't just controversial. This is somebody who said something. This is a guy saying, I'm Antifa. Antifa stands for anti-fascist. Antifa stands for violence, political violence. They're the ones that wear the masks, dress all in black. And they beat people. And they kill people. And they set buildings on fire.
And break things, yeah.
Yeah. And our governor, who wants to be your president, is posing with that. Now imagine if President Trump had posed with a, oh, I don't know, white supremacist.
Whoa.
Imagine the coverage
be
getting. All right, get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
95 is the early problem this morning. Southbound, the wreck at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. We see traffic moving here at Mountain Road, but it's backed up. It's congested as you're coming south from Route 24. The right lane was affected earlier, and some vehicles on both shoulders at that point. So it's still being delayed. It looks like it might be moving just a little bit better now at Mountain Road. So we'll keep an eye on that, see if it starts to loosen up. But for right now, some of that traffic is still over on Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway, at least down to White Marsh Boulevard, and then back over to 95 from there. Typical ride on the Beltway, 895 now is slowing after the Eastern Avenue Bridge area backing up towards Urban Avenue. Not too bad so far at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident coming out of Frederick is cleared on 270 at Route 80 coming down through Urbana. So that's getting back to normal. But we had slowing on the Capitol Beltway. Two different wrecks, outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue, and then the outer loop again right after the American Legion Bridge. And already that's backed up as you're moving west of I-95 and then past the Mormon Temple and over to the Potomac River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny and breezy today. Temps in the upper 50s, and it'll be a little breezy and windy. Drop that temperature a little bit, but clear mid-30s tonight, and we begin warming up Friday through Sunday. Right now, clear 42 in Middle River, 42 in Glen Burnie. Time once again out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Butterball Johnson.
People will die.
There's Lyra Waffa. Pocahontas. Chuck, how fast you've ever driven someplace to get your food fix?
Are you going to tell me about this woman on the...
You knew where I was going. 21-year-old woman in Florida caught super speeding at 107 miles per hour last Thursday. When asked why she was driving so fast, she said she was trying to make it to Little Caesars. Before they closed.
There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. It didn't even feel like 107. It just like I was driving to get to I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting pulled over? And by the time I get to look to the back, he's already like, I didn't even get to go like into a gas station. I didn't even pull over. He literally got me in the middle of the road and I was like going at a green light. And he got to my window and was like, get out.
Yasmin Arazo is her name. And why was she just speeding 107 miles an hour to go to Little Caesars?
Pizza.
Absolutely.
Hungry.
Hangry.
Hangry is right.
They had her at one point at 110.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to one of the highway patrol guys who was over. He said, yeah, at one point they had her at 110. The guy couldn't even believe it.
See, I mean, it's the opposite for Chuck. He doesn't have to speed to go anywhere, but people speed to his house because he's such a good customer.
They just bring the stuff to
like, I got it first.
To drop off all his goodies, you know.
Goodies. Oh. I wish I had some goodies to give you, Mr. Casey.
That's right. They call it backdoor dash at Chuck's place.
I told you. I have my new company, Ho-Dash.
I do like that.
You get a sandwich and a surprise in the same delivery.
Yeah, and you get your old buddy Frank to deliver for you. They call it Luber Eats.
They should get a crown like when you ate Imperial Margarine, remember? You got a crown?
By the time he drives there, it's 4 days later.
That's right. But he keeps it warm on the engine.
Nope.
Krispy Kreme debuting new donuts, 9 of them. See if any of these strike your fancy. The New York cheesecake-filled donut.
That'd be hard.
That's doable.
The Oreo cookies and cream donut.
Definitely doable.
The original glazed cake donut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the cake, not the regular donut. The cinnamon apple-filled donut. Good for fall. Mm-hmm.
That works.
Original glazed cream-filled donut. Mm-hmm. I like the Bavarian cream over the other cream.
That's me.
Yeah, me too.
Biscoff cookie buttercream-filled donut. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, so far so good.
Yeah. Maple iced donut.
That works.
Yeah, maple frosting. A chocolate fudge brownie donut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All good stuff. I haven't made a bad one yet. The original glazed pumpkin spice.
Can't stand pumpkin. Right.
So 1 out of 9 ain't bad. So
that's a good batting average.
That's your participating Krispy Kreme right now. Pizza Hut bringing back the triple treat box for 2025 holiday season. And again, this is 2 medium one-topping pizzas, 5 breadsticks, 10 cinnamon sticks. That's a lot of dough. Packed in the limited edition holiday packaging for just $19.99.
That's pretty good.
Prices may vary. Peppermint Chip has returned to Chick-fil-A for the 2025 holiday season. Chicken tortilla soup is also back for the winter. So you got the Peppermint Chip milkshake, and that's really good if you've ever had one. The Peppermint Chip frosted coffee. I've not had that yet. And peppermint iced coffee, if you're an iced coffee fan. And you're participating, Chick-fil-A.
You've got to love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything bad on the whole menu.
Except Sundays. They're closed on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, Chuck?
Bailey's with whipped cream last
night. Oh, good stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
Sweet. Yeah.
Have you ever heated up Bailey's?
That's what they did, yes.
Okay.
They heated it up.
Oh, they heated it up for you. And then they put a little whipped cream in there?
Put some whipped cream on it.
Okay.
I'm surprised I got up this morning.
So are we. All right. We're surprised you get up most mornings.
But aren't you glad I did?
We are. We are. We are so fortunate.
It's so lovely.
It is. All right. We'll see you in a couple. 6:49, Governor Moore. He has the redistricting first public comment session is tomorrow, but you have to sign up in advance. I think it's at 3 or 4 o'clock. You have to do it virtually by Zoom or whatever. So, again, they barely publish this stuff because they don't want you to the public to have any input or feedback. But here's what he said to about the Washington Compost, basically saying his embarrassing his attempt to gerrymander and what he was calling fair maps, and also President Trump has been critical. Here's what he said.
I can respond to the Washington Post with five letters, IDGAF. But I can tell you this, when I'm thinking about what it means to have fair maps inside of the state of Maryland and knowing that our people's voices should be heard, that is actually the reason that I put together a bipartisan redistricting commission, where their job is actually to listen to people. Their job is to making sure that we can have a bipartisan approach to make sure that every part of our state is represented, and that when we're putting together our maps, that the people's voices are heard. And we go through this process every single decade. Every state does. But what I know is this, is if there are other states that are now going to go through the process in a mid-decade to say, do we have fair maps, why should we sit on our hands? But Texas can do it, and Florida can do it, and Ohio can do it. But somehow when Maryland says, well, maybe we should take a look at it too, that somehow we're the problem. So I just think that level of hypocrisy is even, it's not even worth a response. And that's why I think the focus is, I want this commission to do their job. I want this commission to be able to make sure that Maryland has fair maps to vote on come next November. And I am not going to let Donald Trump decide what our democracy looks like. We are going to let the people of Maryland decide what our democracy looks like.
Yeah, well, that's a, you know, that's the biggest lie. First off, bipartisan commission, really? Angela Alsobrooks,
bipartisan.
You know, Brian Frosch, C.T. Wilson, and some goofy Republican in Cumberland that donated twice to Governor Moore's campaign. Really? Speaking of hypocrisy, fair maps, it's already 7-1. You want to make it 8-0. People see right through you. Your bipartisan commission is a joke, sir, and you are also a joke.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the shutdown is over. And the next big battle is going to be the filibuster and Obamacare. We'll go take a look at that, what President said last night. Also, here we are again, Maryland facing a $1.5 billion budget deficit. Once again, the Democrats and Governor Moore have stepped on a rake and hit him right in the face. We'll take a look at Trump and MAGA clashing over a couple of issues. And Hakeem Jeffries questioning the credentials of Dr. Oz. These people have lost their freaking minds. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes. Right now on his way to Little Caesar. Chuck Whitaker with an update.
Pizza, pizza. I'll do the commercial for him. Actually, there's
I thought right you did. You mean that's not you?
Oh, yeah. I'm dressed up in that robe. Can you see me?
Toga party.
I'm a lot shorter than I used to be. But I would take that spear and whatever, man.
Yes.
95 South is better now, moving down through Mountain Road. And it looks like the wreck now down at the Baltimore County line may be at least off the roadway completely. The pace is much better now. You may still be backed up coming south of Route 24, but it looks a lot better right here at Mountain Road. So that's good news. If you're over on Route 40, you can stay with that, pick up White Marsh Boulevard, and then come back over to 95 from there. Both the tunnels running okay. 895 is slow around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is still clear as you're coming up to the top of the hill from Keith Avenue and then into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, any breezy today. Winds could gust up to 20 miles an hour, and temperatures will be in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear, mid-30s, and the weekend shaping up much nicer. It's clear, 42 in Pasadena, 42 in Parkville. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up at the top of the hour, the shutdown is over, and Maryland's budget shortfall is ballooning once again. Yesterday, State's Attorney Ivan Bates announced an indictment against the suspended Baltimore police officer Robert Parks. This after the viral social media last month appeared to show an attempt to use his police patrol car to either pursue a suspect or to run over the suspect. I have not seen slam dunk evidence as of yet that says this was an attempt to run him over. I'm concerned about what I saw. Absolutely. But Bates announced the indictment during a press conference yesterday.
The charges brought forward in this indictment reflect the seriousness and dangerous nature of the actions we all witnessed in the viral video of Officer Parks driving his vehicle directly at a civilian while on duty.
All right, so yeah, that is a serious action, no doubt. Now this is the part that I did not see in this video, and maybe they have body cam footage, maybe they've got different video that I have not seen as of yet. But Bates is saying that the officer did indeed appear to strike the guy that had an outstanding warrant. I can't remember if he was driving without a license or registration or something like that. But according to Bates, the officer struck him with his patrol car.
Officer Parks proceeded to drive his police cruiser onto a paved driveway directly at the individual and with increasing speed.
Yeah. So Parks is now being charged with second-degree attempted murder, first- and second-degree assault, reckless driving and misconduct in office. If he's found guilty of all charges, he could face a maximum of 65 years in prison. Okay? I mean, they don't even give some of the juvenile thug murderers that actually murder people that kind of sentence here in Baltimore City. Again, apparently the police officer, when he saw near the Wiley Liquors Bar in the 3100 block of Wiley Avenue, he got out of his patrol car, saw a bunch of guys hanging around, and said that I need you guys to take a lap. You know, it means stop loitering. You know, move along. And one of the people began walking away. As others walked away, Parks got back into his patrol car, drove briefly before stopping along the curb to the right of the first person who had left the liquor store. At that time, Parks called that person by name to come over, got out of his vehicle again, and said, quote, don't make it worse, I'm going to be straight up with you, you got to come. At that point, Parks motioned with his index finger, the person should walk with him. The person said no, turned, began walking away, and at that point, Parks yelled out, all right, I'm going to call the dogs and come get you. He returned to his patrol car, said on the police radio, I have one running adult male in the alley. Next, he drove his police cruiser into a paved driveway directly at the person with increasing speed. The person ran to his left to avoid being struck. And I'm still not sure that he was actually struck by the car, which, if that were the case, I think the charge would be certainly serious. And look, not to saying that he shouldn't be charged. I don't know if attempted murder. Did Ivan Bates overcharge in this case? It means clearly, and once again, this has to do with community policing, and I understand that this could violate the trust between cops and the community.
When a police officer threatens the safety of those who are sworn to protect, It erodes the crucial trust between the community and law enforcement that is critical to the historic reductions in violent crime in our city.
It says here in the Fox 45 story that Parks did steer his vehicle directly at the man and struck him in the grassy area. After being hit, the man ran away from the patrol car towards Wiley Avenue. Parks continued to drive a man who ran into a sidewalk between a utility pole and the fence. So, again, very serious charges, there's no doubt. Again, I have not seen the video where he's actually struck. Maybe you have. If that's the case, if he did strike him with the car, then that is a very serious act. And obviously that's the reason why he was first suspended, then suspended without pay, and then indicted. But we'll leave it up to a jury of his peers to see what was in his mind. Was attempted murder? That to me, I think, is a very serious charge. I'm just wondering if it's going to be very difficult, I think, to prove that in a court of law. But we'll see. All right. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Coming up next, the shutdown is over, and now Maryland facing a $1.5 billion shortfall. It's 7 o'clock on KC & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. government reopened after House lawmakers approved a funding bill and sent it to the White House. At a late-night Oval Office signing ceremony, President Trump blamed Democrats for the 43-day shutdown.
This was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do. So I just want to tell the American people you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
Expiring Obamacare tax credits were the reason Democrats forced the shutdown, but in the end, there was no guarantee to extend those subsidies. More than 1,000 unionized Starbucks workers are planning to strike at 65 U.S. stores starting today. The strike was scheduled to disrupt Starbucks' Red Cup Day, typically one of the company's busiest days of the year. Starbucks gives away free usable cups to customers who buy a holiday drink. More than a week after that fiery UPS plane crash in Louisville, all 14 victims have been identified and their families notified. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
As we share the names of those who we've lost, our city feels the full weight of this unimaginable tragedy. Behind every one of these names is a circle of family, friends, stories that will forever be unfinished.
President Trump is urging Israel to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the corruption case. He called it a political unjustified prosecution in a letter to Israel's president earlier this week. Netanyahu is the only sitting Israeli prime minister to be indicted, facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now in Ukraine, elderly Jews are trapped in unbearable poverty. Galina, she's a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor who has spent her entire life in the same village. She's sick and alone and facing another bitterly cold winter, and today, like every day, she has to decide to spend what little money she has on food, medicine, or heating. No one should have to live like this, but for Galina and so many others, this is the harsh reality. Look, the Bible tells us that when you bless elderly Jews living in poverty like Galina, you will receive blessings in return. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and your generous donation, you can bring hope to those in need. Your gift of just $25 will help provide a food box packed with life-saving essentials that help feed an elderly Jew struggling to survive. Don't delay. Your gift today will help provide the life-saving food and hope that Galina and many like her so desperately need. UrgentIFCJ.org. That's one word. UrgentIFCJ.org, or call now at 866-338-IFCJ. 866-338-4325.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop delays now beginning in the usual spot, about 795. They're going all the way down through Frederick Road. Some of the traffic south and east now in the next half an hour or so. Bright sunshine with the clear skies this morning. So far, the inner loop right here at Greenspring and Park Heights Avenue in the clear. The Parkville side now getting delays starting around Hartford Road from there over towards Providence Road. 95 is recovering from the earlier accident this morning southbound at the Harford County-Baltimore County line. That backup is definitely going away very quickly now. And we're looking at some delays now, both the Harbor Tunnels. I would say we're in the neighborhood now of about 10 to 15-minute delays south at both the tunnels on 95 and 895, beginning around the Erdman Avenue ramp as you're coming south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
41 degrees in Parkville, 42 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a West Baltimore shooting that injured a 13-year-old boy. Officers say the shooting happened shortly after 6 p.m. in the 2400 block of Woodbrook Avenue. The teenaged victim suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. The Yonkers, New York man accused of hitting a Harford County deputy with a truck during a police chase has been indicted. Juan Manceta is charged with attempted first-degree murder, second-degree burglary, hit-and-run causing seriously bodily injury, and other related offenses. Manceta allegedly stole cooking oil from an Aberdeen Applebee's in late August and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks on the interstate when he was struck on 95. Monseda remains held at the Harford County Detention Center pending his trial. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 817, the pick 4, 5478. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Steinalt Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw, with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. If there's one criticism that remains of the Ravens' defense, it's that what they've done over the last 3 weeks have come against lesser quality opponents, namely the Bears, the Dolphins, and the Vikings, not the Bills and the Chiefs, etc. Inside linebacker Roquan Smith, as usual, met that criticism head on.
At the end of the day, this is America and this home of freedom of speech, so everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and at the end of the day, our job is to go out and play the best brand of football that we can do, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're focused on.
Well, the critics won't be quieted this weekend either. The Browns offense has scored the fourth fewest points scored in the NFL, and now with the rookie quarterback Dylan Gabriel at the helm. During last week's press conference introducing Craig Albernaz as the Orioles manager, general manager Mike Elias was asked if the new skipper will pick his own coaches.
We're collaborating together on it, but it's something that I want him to be able to shape. And
Albernaz is off and running, hiring Dustin Lind as his hitting coach, Jason Bourgeois as his first base coach, and now the Sun reporting this morning that Donnie Ecker will be the O's bench coach. Ecker and Albernaz work together in San Francisco. Buck Britton, by the way, will be retained for the 2026 season. And finally, an NCAA basketball record was set last night. Notre Dame junior guard Hannah Hidalgo with an NCAA record 16 steals in a single game. game as the Irish defeated Akron 85-58 was the final. And for good measure, Hidalgo pumped in 44 points. That is a Notre Dame school record. Coming up in 30 minutes, Marlon Humphrey wades into some controversial territory. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us am680@wcvm.com, text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. A little bit later on, Mackenzie Frost goes does a preview of her in-depth coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. But coming up in this hour, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader over the House, dissing and questioning Dr. Oz's credentials. We'll take a look at Trump and MAGA clashing over a couple of issues, and we'll discuss that. But our top story here, once again, the shutdown is now over, the longest government shutdown in history, 43 days in length. It was 6 weeks in toto, is now over. Last night, the House, 222-209, passed a bill signed by President Trump. And, of course, the government is now officially open here today. And the next big battle is coming January 30th, because this bill only gets us to January 30th. And we're going to do it all again, what we just went through, unless we learn from our mistakes. And as President Trump is saying, we terminate, we kill the filibuster.
So you also want to call for a termination to the filibuster so that this could never happen again. If we had the filibuster terminated, this would never happen again. And don't forget, we have another date coming up in the not-too-distant future. We can never let this happen again. And we should be able to pass great, really great legislation. So I say terminate the filibuster because, by the way, the Democrats will do it immediately if they ever assumed office, which hopefully they won't.
Yeah, and that is something that, one, you're going to do this again, and I don't think in an election year. Are you listening, John Thune and you rhinos? If you want to hold on to the Senate, if you want to hold on to the House, you can't do this again. If you do it, you'll go into a death spiral. You will lose the midterms if you do it again. I'm not blaming you for the first one, but Democrats know this. Democrats have nothing to lose. Democrats will do it again because they know the media will blame the Republicans. And so you'll be playing right into their hands by not killing the filibuster. And I know the concerns out there, well, the Democrats get in there, they'll pack the Supreme Court. They're going to do it anyway. They will do it anyway. So strike while the iron is hot. Get it done now. Codify everything that President Trump has signed in executive order into legislation. And then clean up our elections. We need election integrity. No more machines. No more mail-in ballots. No more early voting. Single day election. It can be done. It's done in other countries. Why can't it be done here? And there's a bunch of other stuff we need to get done as well. Now, to the cost of this shutdown, President Trump said it cost our economy dearly.
This cost the country $1.5 trillion, this little excursion that they took us on. Republicans never wanted a shutdown and voted 15 times for a clean continuation of funding. There's never been a time when one or the other party ever didn't sign a continuation. It's just a continuation, not a big deal. It's a continuation, and we'll talk later. Yet the extremists in the other party insisted on creating the longest government shutdown in American history, and they did it purely for political reasons.
Bingo. They did it because they wanted to sabotage the Trump economy. They did it because they knew that the media, the echo chamber, the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party was going to blame Republicans, and they did it to drive up their out their voters in the elections of off-year elections that it just had a couple of weeks ago. That's why they did it. And, of course, Schumer is worried about AOC and the rest of the progressive Marxists that are nipping at his heels. So, again, the president knows what he's talking about. Kill the filibuster and do it ASAP. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck, the body Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound heading towards Annapolis at Route 32. It's a typical ride, typical delay right through there. Going to be fighting a little bit of sunshine on your way down eventually towards Route 50. And then at the Bay Bridge, no problems. But if you're going eastbound, commercial vehicles are in that right lane for the way station off to the right side right there at Sandy Point. So if you're going straight ahead, you don't have to stop there. Just be aware there's a lot of those trucks that are queued up in the right lane as you're traveling on the eastbound side. And then over at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. Very nice recovery from that big wreck we had early this morning on 95 at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays now. And again, some of the traffic south and eastbound now this morning, fighting the bright sunshine, so be prepared for that. And both the tunnels are in the 10 to 15 minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, breezy today. Upper 50s for the high, down to the clear mid-30s tonight. And then sunshine and warming temperatures Friday through Sunday. That's good news. Partly cloudy, 47 in Stevensville, 41 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
You know, this is part of a President Trump that the media never shows you. They never play it. They never write stories about it. There are hundreds of stories of his empathy, of his generosity, of his caring for his fellow man. He's made to look like he's autocratic, maniacal, crazed dictator who is tearing down the East Wing of the White House for his own pleasure and benefit. I don't know if he'll get a chance to use it by the time it's done. We'll see. But recently, you know, the death of Ozzy Osbourne, the rock singer, and he, of course, started off in the band Black Sabbath. Well, he recently passed. And President Trump called the Osbourne family. Didn't get a chance to talk to them live, but he did leave a message.
Hi, Sharon. It's Donald Trump, and I just wanted to wish you the best and the family of great. Ozzy was amazing. He was an amazing guy. I met him a few times, and I want to tell you he was unique in every way and talented. So I just wanted to wish you the best, and it's a tough thing. I know how close you were, and whatever I can do, take care of yourself. Say hello to the family. Thanks. Bye.
As busy as he is, you know, to make a call like that and leave a voicemail.
That speaks volumes.
That's the kind of guy he is, yeah. Really. If people get a chance to know him, he is very charming and he's very empathetic towards people. He just, you know, again, and you can see that as he's trying to stop wars around the world. He wants to stop the killing, stop the madness. It's just incredible. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, might be the best one I've seen in a long, long time. He is, again, saying we're working on getting inflation under control and increasing wages.
There is the inflation line. We've got that under control. It's leveled out. That is going to start turning down. Then there's the income line, which under Biden, because so many of the jobs were government jobs, you can't get real wage growth from a government job. Real wages are going to increase.
Right. Yeah, and they're working on that in spite of some of the headwinds that they've had to deal with. And as far as prices are going, you know, grocery prices, gas prices, et cetera, he says there's a good story there to tell as well.
You're going
to
see some substantial announcements over the next couple of days in terms of things we don't grow here in the United States, coffee being one of them. Bananas, other fruits, things like that. So that will bring the prices down.
Yeah, so they're working on that. And we told you about the beef prices yesterday. Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, working with Governor DeSantis in Florida. They call it Operation Remove Criminals, nicknamed Operation Dirtbag. And they are removing sexual deviants and predators that were allowed to pour into this country in record numbers during the Biden regime.
This operation was called Operation Criminal Return. I call it
Operation Dirtbag, because these individuals were sex offenders, but not just sex offenders, they targeted children. So sexual assault, battery, attempted homicide, these 150 individuals will be gone off of our streets. Our kids will be safer, and this partnership with Governor DeSantis in Florida is a model that we want to replicate across the country. These individuals should have never been in our country to begin with. The fact that they were sexual deviants and perverts, and now we've gotten them off of our streets, it's remarkable, and we need to do more of it.
Hear, hear. Applaud. And again, for Governor Moore. Look, Governor, when you're not too busy posing with members of Antifa, maybe you could call the Secretary of Homeland Security and work with them and bring Operation Dirtbag here to Maryland and remove all the sex offenders and illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland instead of flapping your gums, drinking free beer at a Redskins game, and posing with Antifa members. You might want to try it sometime. Make a meaningful contribution to the state. Unreal. Supreme Court is set to decide if president can control riots against ICE facilities using the National Guard. And again, I'm not sure that they really should have any jurisdiction on this. The president is the commander in chief, and he can, when there is an emergency, like, you know, ICE facilities being attacked, set on fire, ICE agents being shot at in Dallas, remember that? Or ICE agents now are shoot on sight, orders going out from the cartels in Chicago. The president has every right to protect law enforcement using the National Guard, but we'll see what the Supreme Court says about that. Not exactly a well-kept political secret. There's no love lost between President Trump and the Obamas. Of course, Michelle Obama has readily admitted that Trump keeps her up at night, and also that she's made some comments about the East Wing, saying that when we talk about the East Wing, it's the heart of the work, and to denigrate it, to tear it down, to pretend like it doesn't matter, is a reflection of how you think of that role. And Michelle said, whether it's the West Wing, understood it or not, I used to tell them all the stuff we do on the East Wing, from the clothes I wear to family dogs to Malia and Sasha and Grandma. Those were the five extra approval points that he got because we provided a balance. Well, during a Monday interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham, he defended the $250 million price tag that's usually cited in the criticism of the East Wing. He said the East Wing is being spent by private donors. It's $250, $300 million building. It's going to be the most beautiful anywhere in the world. He said they had an event at the White House the other day with tables that could hold 79 people. Now, if you have President Xi from China, or if you have some big state event, we have no place to hold it. You know what they did? They put a tent on the lawn, and there were porta potties. You're making foreign dignitaries go on a porta potty on a White House lawn. Well, maybe the Obamas enjoyed that, but President Trump doesn't, that is for sure. Good news, the dirtbag former Texas Speaker Dade Phelan, who killed every bill to do with election integrity in Texas and ran bogus impeachment against Ken Paxton, has announced his retirement. So that is addition by subtraction. And finally, Todd Blanche over at the Justice saying, defending these Trump policies before these rogue activist judges, he said, quote, what I read now that we're weaponizing, I feel like I'm being gaslit because we're doing exactly the opposite. I take umbrage at the idea that the work our prosecutors are doing is weaponization because I have receipts. I know what happened the past couple of years. He goes, it's a war. It's a war, man. The system is not set up for efficiency when it comes to these rogue activist judges, so we lose days, weeks, months sometimes because of this, and that's what we got to do. So, yeah, that's sad that the executive branch has to go to war with the judicial branch. 298 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, stop me if you've heard this, but we're facing another budget shortfall in Maryland.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MadePro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MadePro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MadePro, your home clean just how you like it.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
I wonder if War Pigs is on President Trump's playlist.
No.
Black Sabbath? Ozzy Osbourne. Might be a good one. 723 traffic weather on the threes has nothing to do with Chuck. I want to make sure that's perfectly clear. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Don't talk to me. I'm on a roll now. I have one right in the list. So don't talk to me. The outer loop of the Beltway, Anne Arundel County at Route 10. There's a report of a minor wreck there. Anybody around Ritchie Highway down to the ramp at Route 10 traveling through there. We'll keep you posted on that. No information about road blockage at this point. 95 is slow to the Capitol Beltway, right around Powder Mill Road down through 198 Cherry Hill Road. There had been a broken down vehicle in the roadway. It looks like now it's cleared and we're starting to loosen up a little bit now moving down to the Beltway. But the outer loop from earlier problems is still slow well before New Hampshire Avenue and all the way around to the Mormon Temple. 10 to 15 minute delays, both the Harbor Tunnels, Beltway on 695 locally. Other than the wreck at Route 10, you have all your normal delays. Bright sunshine for the travel south and east. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy, maybe gusting up to about 20 miles an hour today, upper 50s for the high tonight, clear, mid-30s, sunny, and mid-50s tomorrow, and temperatures rising over the weekend. And right now we're looking at it's 40 and sunny in Forest Hill, a little windy, 46 in Ocean City. Well, stop me if you've heard this before, because when Lockdown Larry left office, he had a $5 billion budget surplus. In comes Governor Tax Moore. In 3 years' time, wiped out that surplus completely and ended up running a $3 billion deficit. That's an $8 billion swing. Donald Trump had nothing to do with that. Donald Trump wasn't even in office at that point. That was the Biden regime. And yet they always found a way to blame orange man bad. The fact of the matter is, they then imposed the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland, creating now another $3 billion surplus. And now we find out he's wiped that one out as well. Right now, Maryland facing a projected $1.5 billion, with a B, budget shortfall. The outlook is a lot worse than the earlier estimates. And, of course, this is the Department of Legislative Services Auditor David Romans, basically described the problem is it's either steep cuts or you need more revenue. It's got to be one or the other, and perhaps even both.
Even if you froze spending on everything, all you tried to do is do the blueprint fund swap. You don't have enough revenue to fully cover it. So it illustrates that there will be a need for pretty steep cuts across the budget in fiscal 28. And or some revenues in fiscal 28 to bring 28 into structural balance.
Yeah, well, good. And that's, you know, here we go again. Do you think in any scenario that the progressive Marxist Democrats are going to cut the size of government in this state in the next session? I don't. Do you think Governor Moore is going to do it? I don't. And so what's going to happen if you don't get the steep cuts that are needed. And, of course, you know, they're blaming the One Big Beautiful Bill, and they're saying that federal workers being laid off, and the way they've changed the Medicaid formula, that they're blaming $371 million of that on President Trump, on the Trump administration. And look, I without seeing the numbers, I can't either affirm that or deny it, but I will say this. We do know that Maryland is spending $800 million more than they said they were going to spend, than they anticipated they were going to spend. And a lot of that is blueprint for the future. More educational, wasteful spending. Without any kind of forensic auditing, without any kind of accountability. So this is how they do things. They grow government, too big for its britches, and then when they can't afford it, they won't cut it. They charge us in the state of Maryland for it. It's going to happen again. Now, I don't know what specifically they're going to do. It's going to be probably, I'm guessing now, that they're going to start hitting us with an increase in the sales tax. All right, so that last time out, the proposal was a half cent, take it up to 6.5 cents, whatever it was. So that'll go up. I'm guessing that'll go up to 7% or whatever. Maybe they hit the booze and weed tax. Maybe that goes from 9% to 10%. I'm guessing here, because this is, you know, after watching these people operate for decades in this state, this is what they do. They'll declare an emergency, and they won't cut back or pull back the spending on the red line, on the blueprint for the future, on their climate control nonsense. They won't do that. You got Gavin Newsom now, the climate president. He's down in Brazil bending the knee to the climate crazies. And so that's what they're going to do here in the state. Mark my words. And again, there's only, I don't think they're going to do any more with the vehicle fees. They could, but they've already raised those over 300 times, a bunch of fees and permits and licenses and so on and so forth. So I think the big kahuna here is going to be they're going to raise the sales tax. And maybe even the gas tax might go up as well. So here we go again, folks. Living in the land of not-so-pleasant living. Now it's the peasant, land of peasant living.
I like that.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Maryland 1st District Republican and House Freedom Caucus Chair Andy Harris says passage of the government funding bill to end the Democrat-led shutdown is a win for conservatives and the American people. He says it ends the Schumer shutdown, stops a bloated year-end omnibus dead in its tracks, keeps spending flat, protects President Trump's priorities, and forces a continuing resolution into January. The Yonkers, New York man accused of hitting a Harford County deputy with a truck during a police chase has been indicted. Juan Monceda is charged with attempted first-degree murder, second-degree burglary, hit-and-run causing serious bodily injury, and other related offenses. Monceda allegedly stole cooking oil from an Aberdeen Applebee's in late August and struck several vehicles while fleeing from police. Lieutenant Robert Burgess was deploying stop sticks on the interstate when he was struck on 95. Monceda remains held at the Harford County Detention Center pending his trial. A former Carroll County firefighter faces child pornography and sex offense charges in connection with the alleged abuse of a six-year-old. Two cases against 34-year-old Michael Medvedev were filed in Frederick County District Court earlier this month for alleged incidents that happened after he moved in with a woman and her daughter. Fire and EMS Chief Michael Robinson tells the Carroll County Times that Medvedev is no longer employed by the county. Preliminary hearings in both cases are set for December 17th. And Baltimore school leaders are proposing the closure of three city schools due to low enrollment and concerns about academic standards. According to a local paper, city administrators have asked the board to close Dallas F. Nicholas Elementary School on 21st Street and Renaissance Academy because of a declining student population. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels in the 25-minute plus range as you're coming south. 895 is now backed up almost back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. So again, 20 to 25 minutes right now. All the lanes are open. They're moving, but it's just a lot of traffic right now through there. The wreck on the Beltway is on the outer loop to the ramp to go south onto Route 10. So that ramp traffic is going to be slow. There was some debris also on that ramp. Traffic south and east on the Beltway are fighting the bright sunshine. All the normal delays are out there. JFX now, you're getting brake lights at Ruxton Road. Heavy traffic, but it's all moving as you're southbound, eventually down to the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Been an interesting couple weeks for Rush linebacker Draymond Jones. First of all, traded from the last place Titans to the playoff contending Ravens, then thrown out there against the Vikings and holding his own, and now a homecoming to Cleveland this Sunday, where he was born and raised and his family still lives.
Yeah, man, I get to see my girl, my kids, parents, brother. Her side of the family too. Just good to see my original support system. It's good to see them. And then just being in a familiar place. Like, I feel like I've been lost for a little bit. Unintentionally, but I don't know anything about Baltimore. So
Jones with a strong debut last Sunday, 4 quarterback pressures and 2 quarterback hits in 39 defensive snaps. Elsewhere, the Ravens fans are on injury watch again. Lamar missing practice yesterday. Marlon Humphrey already ruled out for Sunday, and Rashad Bateman at best is doubtful. Head coach John Harbaugh, though, says the injury situation is not another epidemic.
It's not in the category of before. It's not in that category. So I think this is more of a normal kind of a week.
Down in College Park, the saga surrounding Terps head football coach Mike Locksley continues. Fans have taken to social media to voice their displeasure, as well as at home games, chanting "Fire Locksley." Take a listen to this exchange the embattled coach had Tuesday at the podium in College Park.
Hey Mike, do you feel like you're coaching for your job over these last 3 weeks?
No.
No? Do you feel like you deserve to keep this job?
Yes.
Why?
I'm the head coach at the University of Maryland.
The Terps have lost 5 in a row after a 4-0 start, faced the Illini this Saturday in Champaign, Illinois. Meanwhile, over on the hardwood at Xfinity Center, Terps basketball definitely still a work in progress. Head coach Buzz Williams answered point blank when asked if there's any more clarity on the team starting rotation with 3 games now under their belt.
And I think that we're trying to make sure that we measure the same things in practice that we measure in the game.
So Buzz Williams also saying that really nothing has changed after the 2-1 start. Physicality could be an issue, especially in the Big Ten. Tough test for Maryland this weekend at Marquette, Saturday at 2 p.m. Baseball news, the O's making another hiring. Donnie Ecker, according to the Baltimore Sun, will become the team's bench coach. Ecker and O's manager Craig Albanez coached together with the Giants. Sun also reporting that Buck Britton will be retained. Can Dustin Lynn revive the Orioles hitting operation? He's the new hitting coach. The Orioles ranked 24th in MLB in runs scored in 2025 while racking up the 4th most strikeouts. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Marlon Humphrey wades into some controversial water.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So Marlon Humphrey has a podcast. It's called Punchline with Marlon Humphrey.
All right.
And Marlon Humphrey was asked on this podcast. Well, let's play the audio.
Okay.
Maryland Blue Crabs overrated, Mr. Humphrey.
Oh, guys, I hate to be that guy, but like, growing up where I'm from, ain't nobody worried about no daggone blue crabs. I had to learn how to do that crab when I got here. The other day I got a crab. I didn't even know how to open the crab. I had no interest in even doing the whole crab thing and even eating that crab.
But okay, so Marlon Humphrey is from the South.
Yeah.
They have crawfish in the South.
Right.
He's a crawfish fan. Look, you know, I had trouble with crabs too when I moved here from Miami back in 1987. It was an acquired taste. I love them. They're
right.
Terrific.
Yeah.
This is probably, I mean, look, I love his honesty. This is probably not something that, you know, I don't know.
Here's what we should do, okay?
Okay.
We should reach out to Marlon and invite him over to the station, and we will show him the proper way to pick a crab.
Crack a crab.
Okay.
All right. So where are we going to get the crabs from?
We'll get them from one of our many. We'll get them from Jimmy's or whatever. Where we had the big chuck roast.
So in the morning?
Yeah, at some point. We can do it in the afternoon. We can invite some people over. Have
crabs and beer. Crabs,
yeah, with Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can show him.
Crabs with Marlon. I think
he's operating out of a position of ignorance right now.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. And so he definitely said he would take the crawfish over the blue crab.
So you're calling Marlon ignorant, is what you're saying.
I'm saying he's ignorant about this issue.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
There's a big difference.
I don't want to misquote you.
Yeah, I don't want him hitting me in the hallway either.
Yeah. Crabs with Marlon, this could be like a regular thing.
It could be.
Every like Tuesday morning, let's say, when they're off. You know, crabs with Marlon.
All right, I'll let you reach out and see what he says.
Okay, I'll report back.
You're over at Ravens Camp.
There you go.
All right, thanks so much. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, look, I think President Trump is the greatest president of my lifetime. I agree with him wholeheartedly on most issues. Every once in a while, I find myself scratching my head saying, why'd he say that? You know, like the 50-year mortgage thing. I understand he wants people to own homes, but I think that ends up, in the long run, not being the best idea. I don't think you're going to see a 50-year mortgage. And maybe it's the people he's advising him. Maybe some of the people. Maybe he's just spitballing here. He's throwing out trial balloons. The $2,000 dividend, okay, we talked about that. I don't know if there's enough money in tariffs to cover the $300 billion that would cost. But then Laura Ingraham the other night asked him about some other controversial stances. This one on the H-1B visas. Now, these are legal immigrants that come into the country, but these are allegedly skilled workers that are brought into this country because we don't have enough of those skilled workers.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
of
foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
How did we ever do it before?
Well, let
when
me
you
just,
and I were
I'll give you an
up.
Example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants. They had people from South Korea that
Hyundai.
Made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people early stages to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years,
right,
and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't work that way.
Now, look, I think that's a little bit of an embellishment. I think that maybe he's getting bad information. I don't think anybody's asking people right off the employment line to go make missiles. Okay? I think he has a tendency to exaggerating that in that particular case because I think he got caught. I don't think he was expecting that. Look, H-1B visas, if it's a company or an industry that technically we can't, if they try to find American workers and they try to hire American workers and they can't find them, okay, maybe you can make a case for that. But these are, well, all these companies that are coming in that are reshoring in the United States, the idea is to give Americans those jobs, not foreign-born workers. Okay, remember the story of the people of Disney that had to train their own replacements? That is not what President Trump is about. That it's not what the MAGA movement or the America First movement is about. So these H-1B visas either have to be eliminated altogether, we've got to recategorize something, or I just don't think that's not a winning message going into the midterms. That we need tons of these H-1B visas here in the United States. And maybe it's business people whispering in his ear. Maybe some of these, the $18, $20 trillion in investment, maybe South Korea's coming in or Japan's coming in saying, hey, you know, and maybe, I think he said, well, you don't really have the talent. Maybe it's also a damning indictment of our education system that we're not turning out the kind of individuals that other countries are. Look at where our education rankings are, all the way down there. Like we're 17th in the world or something, or maybe even worse. So we got to fix the education system. He's trying to do that with school choice, closing the education department. But there is going to be a lag time between you get a better educated workforce and between what you need now. So I think he's got to rethink the H-1B visa thing. There's another one coming up on Chinese students we'll share with you in just a second. 7:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. By the way, we do need a contestant. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Will Chuck pull off a second win in a row today? That is the question du jour. All right, Chuck.
Okay. I'm terribly excited about getting into this, as you can see.
Yes.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast, and they're opening game December 6th at Towson University. We're a little slow coming through Sandy Point. There was a broken down vehicle on the eastbound side of the Bay Bridge. Was out there for about 10 minutes, just enough to give us a backup, and a little bit slow there from Whitehall Road, but it's getting better now. They've reopened all the lanes and we're moving traffic once again. Should recover pretty quickly. All the commercial vehicles are still lined up on the right side there for the weigh station as you're coming into Sandy Point. But again, if you're going straight onto the bridge, it's going to be slow. All the pace is going to be slow, but everybody's open now as you're heading over towards Route 8 and over to the Eastern Shore. The normal morning backup is there on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Baltimore County with a new wreck, Falls Road at Green Spring Valley Road. A lot of traffic there just north of the Beltway. The Anne Arundel County side of the Beltway had a wreck on the outer loop ramp to southbound Route 10. There was also debris on that ramp. So if you're coming over from Ritchie Highway and you're going to go south on Route 10 towards Ordnance Road, definitely a heads up for that. 20 to 25 minute delays continuing at both the Harvard Tunnels. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are available right now at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, upper 50s, winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour overnight, clear mid-30s, tomorrow sunny, high mid-50s, temperatures on the rise over the weekend. And right now we're looking at, sunny skies, 43 in the city and 42 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. Today we've got WCBM keychains and we have some pens as well. I'll throw in our little prize package. Mark in Upper Co. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We are doing A-okay. Thanks for asking. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. Here you go. Story number one. With the Senate and House now approving the new funding bill to keep the government open, the final troll by the White House was pulled off last night, directed at the minority party. They're sending a sombrero to the Smithsonian to mark the end of the longest shutdown in history. The sombrero became a meme seen in pictures worn by Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer during the shutdown.
and that is now on its way to the Smithsonian. Story number two, prosecutors in Italy have opened a formal investigation into the disturbing allegations that wealthy individuals from Western countries, including Italy, paid substantial fees to participate in sniper safaris during the siege of Sarajevo. The claim suggests that the snipers would shoot at civilians, including women and children, for personal amusement. And story three, a 25-year-old far-left rioter, his name, Jihad, has been arrested and charged with assault and robbery following a violent assault outside Turning Point USA at the University of California, Berkeley, on Monday. All right. Is it story number one? The White House trolls the Democrats by sending a sombrero over to the Smithsonian to mark the longest history of government shutdown. Story two, sniper safaris in Bosnia and Sarajevo. And story three, a violent protester, Jihad, arrested for attacking Turning Point USA participants. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Oh, why do you have to do that to me? I hope and pray that this is... I can't... Number two's got to be fake.
Okay.
It can't be that warped.
Maggie goes for number two. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Kristen?
I think the White House are going to sell sombrero Christmas ornaments, but I didn't hear about the Smithsonian, so I would say one.
Kristen goes for one. Mark, an uppercut?
I'm hoping it's number two. That sounds a little outrageous.
All right. So Mark goes for number two along with Maggie. Nobody goes for story number three. Yeah, the guy's name was Jihad Dre Pole. Nice individual.
Trying to translate that.
Get him out of the country. Story number two, that is the Italian sniper safaris in the siege of Sarajevo. That is a true story.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Story number one, the sombrero to the Smithsonian is our fake news. So, Chuck, two in a row.
Good job, pal.
Yeah. The gal pal is back.
I can see that being true. I'm sorry.
They're reunited.
She likes me now.
Good for Chuck. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Thanks for playing, Mark. Appreciate that. All right. Chuck, see you in a couple. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much, Mr.
7:40:09. So now I'm getting emails, of course. People think I hate Trump. Come on. You know, you can disagree. Within the MAGA movement, you can disagree with certain things. And look, Trump is the MAGA movement. So the rest of us are just all kind of taking cues from him. But here's one guy in an article saying that this is a self-described American nationalist saying that Donald Trump has betrayed the American people over some H-1B Indians. It's so over. I have a tendency to agree with Scott Jennings on this, who is on our station, by the way. You can hear him at night. He says, look, you can be America first and also recognize there may be times you can import talent from other countries. That makes America stronger. We've been doing that for decades. And I would agree with that if there's absolutely no option for certain industries to fulfill what they need from the American workforce. And that should be the only exception. I know Kristen wants to weigh in.
Is MTG allowed to disagree, though?
She is.
Like she's the one person that's not.
Well, he's kind of...
And she's just saying the same stuff. I think we can... We are with Trump, and we just want him to focus domestically on things. And our people are hurting, and we have such a short time. And like you said, she doesn't trust Thune or Johnson either, because this time they held on, but a lot of times they're very weak and wimpy. And they still should be codifying all these executive orders that have gone on this whole year. So I think that's all she's saying. So what we're saying.
Well, we'll hear what Trump says about her coming up in just a second. It's 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And up next, do we really need 600,000 Chinese students in the American university system?
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway in Glen Burnie, outer loop as you're going south on the ramp to Route 10. There was debris on that ramp, so right there in that area between Ritchie Highway, and if you're coming over from Ordnance Road, you're going to take that ramp south. I think that ramp is okay. It's the ramp from the Beltway itself from Ritchie Highway to go south onto Route 10 where they are having the problem. The Beltway locally, of course, other than that, is all the normal delay, Parkville side through Green Spring, and on the west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX has been slow. It's just bunched up right there at Ruston Road. It was moving okay down through the city-county line, and both the tunnels are still heavily backed up. Both the tunnels now sitting still pretty much at Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895, and that's a 25-minute delay, if not longer, on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny and breezy today, upper 50s, still a little gusty at times overnight, clear mid-30s, and right now we're looking at sunny skies here this morning, and it is 47 in windy in Ocean City, and 42 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. Have heard some couple of folks here. This is from Terry. She says, Trump broke my heart when he bashed our American workers with the H-1B conversation. That was so insulting to all of our folks looking for jobs that are totally qualified. And you can't make excuses with our education system, which does need fixing. In the meantime, there are engineers and IT folks looking for jobs. What a sad thing to say. Elsewhere, Marty says, this is about training American workers to do the job of the foreign workers. The fact that it will cost the company $100,000 per employee will help assure that the visa holder is a last resort, not brought in as a cheaper alternative. Remember, the visas must be reviewed. If they're qualified American workers, they can be denied. They aren't a given. I would point out that Secretary Rubio said back in May of this year, he announced the $100,000 per visa for an H-1B worker, and of course, he said we're going to eliminate, or really, basically, and that was at the behest of Trump back in May. So back in May, President Trump said, no, we really need to reduce or eliminate the H-1B visa workers, only just when absolutely needed. And now, of course, he's arguing that we don't have enough, quote, talent to, and again, I don't know what talent he's talking about. He's talking about the people that I talk to when I call a company and I get customer service and it's some foreigner that I can't understand. We certainly have the talent for that. I don't know. But the other thing he said that's got a lot of people talking is about the number of Chinese students, which initially they were supposed to be out of the country. And there, I think it was back in May as well, Secretary Rubio saying they were yanking the visas for Chinese students because they were basically intellectual theft, property theft, so on and so forth. And it was time to cut them off. And here's what he and Laura Ingraham argued over that.
You've said as many as 600,000 Chinese students could come to the United States. Why, sir, is that a pro-MAGA position when many American kids want to go to school and there are places not for them and these universities are getting rich off Chinese money?
Sure. Never said about China, but we do have a lot of people coming in from China. We always have. China and other countries. We also have a massive system of colleges and universities. And if we were to cut that in half, which perhaps makes some people happy, you would have half the colleges in the United States go out of business.
So what?
Well, I think that's a big deal.
Are they fans you would have the fans of the United States?
Yeah, but you would have, as you know, historically black colleges and universities would all be out of business. You would have a system of colleges and universities. Would
so we're dependent on China to keep our university
China,
system
but,
going?
But I think it's good to have, I actually think it's good to have outside countries. Look, I want to be able to get along with the
they're
world.
They're not the French. They're the Chinese. They spy on us. They steal our intellectual property.
Well, do you think the French are better?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. I'll tell you. I'm not so sure. We've had a lot of problems with the French, where we get taxed very unfairly on our technology, where, you know, they put 25% taxes on American products. Look, assuming everyone treats us badly, because that's the way I am, but we take in trillions of dollars from students. You know, the students pay more than double when they come in from most foreign countries. I want to see our school system thrive, but at the same time, I want to be, I know you and I disagree. Yeah. We're never going to agree on it, but that's okay. And it's not that I want them, but I view it as a business. We have.
Yeah, I've got two thoughts on this. One is that I think that previously he wanted these visas yanked and revoked. And so what's changed? Well, there was a trade deal with China. And I think there was some, China wanted, that's one of the things they probably wanted in return for agreeing to a trade deal so they could avoid this massive trade war, which could tank the U.S. economy. So that may be lurking behind the scenes. I don't know that for a fact. The other thing is, I would like to see the American university system completely reformed, torn down, and rebuilt from scratch. It is nothing but a Marxist madrasa. That's where people are indoctrinated. We got people coming out right now that rather have socialism and communism over capitalism. That's where the anti-Semitism is being nurtured and is where it's festering. And so these Chinese students, they don't. Some of them come over here and they do want to make a better life for themselves. And they but they take a pledge. No one gets out of China unless they take an oath to China that they will always do what's in China's best interest. As for Marjorie Taylor Greene, he had some interesting things to say about her as well.
I don't know what happened to Marjorie. She's a nice woman, but I don't know what happened. She's lost her way, I think. But I have to view the presidency as a worldwide situation, not locally. I mean, we could have a world that's on fire where wars come to our shores very easily if you had a bad president. We had a horrible president, and we ended up with Russia-Ukraine, and we ended up with other disasters, too.
He also basically said she's working now for the other side. All right, your thoughts and comments on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After a seven-week shutdown, the federal government is open for business once again. House lawmakers passed a funding bill last night on a vote of 222 to 209. And President Trump signed the measure into law. He blamed Democrats for the shutdown, which hurt commercial air travel.
Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats' shutdown has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed.
The Department of Transportation and the FAA say flight reductions will stay at 6% at 40 major U.S. airports instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. With the shutdown over, full food aid benefits will resume, but how fast SNAP payments reach beneficiaries could vary on a state-by-state basis. More than 40 million Americans depend on the food assistance program. MSNBC is getting a name change this weekend. Bob Agnew tells us the cable network is formally switching over to MS Now.
It's all part of the corporate divorce from NBC News. NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast, spun most of its cable networks off into a new company, primarily because cable networks are not seen right now as desirable in the new media world. Now the once powerful MSNBC finds itself embracing the ethos of a startup. The network's lineup remains the same, but it has built a new studio and hired a new reporting staff. Bob Agnew reporting.
Turkey has temporarily grounded its C-130 military cargo planes as a precaution. This following a crash that claimed the lives of all 20 military personnel on board earlier this week. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Industrials set a record high for a second day in a row. This morning, Dow futures down a fraction. More at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds. Apply in minutes and get same-day coverage, no medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Backups are still there in both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is back to Moravia Road. 895 is pretty much back to Moravia Road as well. So we're still in the area of 25-minute delays plus as you're traveling south into both the tunnels. The lanes are open. It's just the normal heavy traffic right now on the southbound side. I've not seen any problems going into the old Harbor Tunnel, looking at it live there. And then the traffic going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the left side, left tube is backed up as you're coming south, coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So I'll have to check a little bit further down, see if there might be a problem towards Key Highway. This is a little suspect now for the traffic south on 95. So in the left tube, be prepared for some brake lights on 95 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
47 degrees in Edgemere, 44 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City Police have raided several homes in connection with the mass overdoses in Penn North. Police say their investigation remains open and ongoing, and officers executed enforcement actions that included raids on Wednesday morning. According to a local newspaper, sources familiar with the police actions say arrests were made and more details are expected to be released in the coming days. In July, 35 people were treated for overdoses in Penn North, and there were two additional overdose incidents in October. City police have released surveillance images of two suspects in connection with a deadly shooting in northeast Baltimore. The 20-year-old victim was shot at around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon in the 2900 block of Rueckert Avenue, and he was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. Homicide detectives are asking for the public's help to identify the suspects. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 817, the pick 4, 5478. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The news out of Owings Mills yesterday revolved around Lamar Jackson, absent from practice, listed on the injury report as a did not participate with a knee injury. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked about it.
He'd be listed as a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game. So he should be okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
If Jackson is unavailable on Sunday, the Ravens, of course, would turn to backup Tyler Huntley, who beat the Bears in his only start this season. Four other players were also out yesterday, including Marlon Humphrey, who's already been ruled out for Sunday with a pin in his finger. Rashad Bateman, highly unlikely to play with a high ankle sprain. Meanwhile, the Dolphins-Commanders game this weekend in Spain will be the first time that Mike McDaniel and Dan Quinn will meet as head coaches. And that's significant because it was Quinn who pulled a spiraling McDaniel aside years ago and confronted him about his alcoholism.
Dan Quinn holds a special place in my heart, in my career. He was there at ground zero when I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So
McDaniel spent 865 days out of the NFL until Quinn's guidance brought him back in 2011. Baseball news, Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens are your 2025 Cy Young Award winners. The O's hiring Donnie Ecker to be their next bench coach. He worked alongside Craig Albernez in San Francisco. Coming up in 30 minutes, a bombshell report from the Daily Mail concerning O's Hall of Famer Jim Palmer. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot of folks want to weigh in. Hang on, my phone just went crazy. Went off on its own. I've never had that happen before. Go figure. I can't stop it! That is nutso. All right, finally we got it going. All right, sorry about that distraction. Phones are great when they work. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is the number. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, is AI gun detection software, does it even work? A couple of cases here this morning from Chris Pabst over at Sinclair. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 joins us. We're talking about redistricting here at the bottom of the hour. Top story here is the shutdown is now over, the longest shutdown in the history of the United States government. 43 days. It was perpetuated, initiated by the Democrats, who refused on 15 separate occasions to vote for a clean CR of Biden-era level spending that they had voted for like 13 times before. But they didn't want to do it this time. They didn't want to do it this time because they wanted to kill Trump's economy. They want to sabotage the economy. They wanted to do it for political purposes. They want to do it to extend these horrific tax credits that were imposed during COVID, allowing people making up to $600,000 to get subsidies to help pay for their health care, which is absurd. And they did it because they knew the Republicans would be blamed. And they're going to do it again on January 30th. That's the next big day. Circle it on your calendars now, unless we get some smart Republicans, and I know that's an oxymoron, that kill the filibuster as President Trump is directing. So President Trump said Democrats did a lot of harm to the country.
Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats' shutdown has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed. They departed so many times, so late. People were hurt so badly. Nobody's ever seen anything like this one. This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do. They deprived more than 1 million government workers from their paychecks and cut off food stamp benefits for millions and millions more Americans in need. They caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid. And the total effect of the damage their antics caused will take weeks and probably months to really calculate accurately, including the serious harm that they did to our economy and to people and to families. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
Now, let's not forget at midterms what they did to our country. Coming up next, he'll weigh in on Obamacare. Wait to hear what Hakeem Jeffries said about Dr. Oz as well. But right now, we got Steve in Perry Hall. Steve, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. Thanks very much. I know this is totally off subject and important probably only to me, but I had an experience yesterday. I was driving southbound into Annapolis on Route 97, and for a stretch of about 5 miles, I think we were doing top 10 miles an hour. So I look a quarter mile ahead, and there's a bridge. And Mr. Whitaker said, as soon as you go out under the 197 bridge, things will open up. Well, I went under the 178 bridge, and within about 30 seconds, I'm doing 60 miles an hour. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
The fact that you were able to do that, or the fact that Chuck was reporting it?
B.
Don't make him on. Stay out of this.
So we have a caller now praising you about your amazing accuracy in traffic reporting. And, you know, this is not new to us. This is the reason why he's the king of all traffic. But Steve,
if I may, I'm retired and I'm seldom on the road other than locally in the morning.
Okay.
And I hear it every morning, but I had no idea how incredibly accurate it was.
And what's amazing, Steve, is that he's seldom on the road as well. So it really is just amazing how he's able to do that.
Remember the old saying.
Thank you very much.
Don't have one for the road, because the road is already laid out.
That's true. All right, speaking of the road, what do you got for us?
Now, that backup is still there, by the way. Well, that gentleman just went through there, but that's every day. It's I-97. Come down the hill from Benfield. You go through the ramp at Route 32, and then right after the bridge, everybody just kind of gets together. And then after 178, it's okay going south from there towards the ramp at Route 50 and into that area. Some bright sunshine along the way through that area. Looking live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, this is one of those days where it's really backed up, and it's still Moravia Road on 895. 95 is also Moravia Road, 20 to 25-minute delays for the traffic moving through there. Again, we looked at some problems coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I didn't see anything in the roadway down at 395. It's actually moving a little better now, so there may have been an incident right there around Key Highway, but it's still just adding to the heavy traffic. That left tube especially is slow, but 95 is still backed up towards Moravia Road. Beltway, some areas still fighting the bright sunshine. Parkville side is slow. The interloop to Greenspring, and it's always 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a text from Ronnie. Says, Sean, you need to turn off your radio when you call the show to talk to yourself. You know what it is? The text I read that you send into the show, I read off my phone. So that's how I read your text. And then I accidentally hit the listen live button, and that's where you heard the interruption, so to speak. But you're just an amazingly accurate person, Chuck. Now, if only your golf game was as amazingly accurate, it would be you'd be in heaven.
I'll have you know, Mr. Casey, that in the last 2 weeks, I've shot my age again.
Wow. That is incredible. 95.
76. I know what you were going to say. I knew when I said it.
You knew it was coming. That's right.
Always a
smart That
ass.
Is great. So that's 4 over par.
Yeah, 4 over par.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I had 9 pars in a row.
Now, is that factoring in the handicap?
No, that's just a straight score.
Straight score. Good for you. That's amazing. Well, you've been golfing how many years now?
Since I was 12. That's right. A long damn time.
That is a long damn time.
That was right after the Civil War. I just picked up the sticks and off I went.
Yeah. How often have you broken par?
I think I've broken par about 4 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has happened.
When I used to play 3 times a week. I would shoot 68 or 69.
And you've had, what, 2 hole-in-ones?
I had 3.
Three. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. So you've, again, I've tipped my cap. I've tried it once, and I just could not hit the ball straight. So that was it for me.
I enjoyed.
Yep, you do.
I'm going to play this morning because it's finally warmed up in Florida.
And you're still in your shorts. All right.
I still have my shorts on, yes.
Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, breezy, upper 50s today. Right now, sunny 44, Knowings Mills 46 in Annapolis. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to update you on America's 250th birthday. America's 250 is brought to you by our good friends at the Smile Design Center, and they do amazing work. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality. Some highlights during our last 250 years. In 1956, the Supreme Court upheld the Federal District Court's ruling that segregation on interstate buses was unconstitutional. They would issue their decision in December, with the Montgomery bus boycott ending quickly thereafter. Important civil rights ruling by the Supreme Court in 1982. Thousands of Vietnam veterans march on Washington to attend the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Wall, as it has become known. If you've never seen it, you should take the time. And on this date in 2013, the Department of Health and Human Services reported that over 100,000 people had chosen health plans in the new Affordable Care Act marketplace, now known as Obamacare, through October. 20% of the number that was expected. The new health system had been plagued by problems with its federal website since it opened on October 1st. It has now been plagued by record premium increases, some 60% in total, and to the point now where they had to, during COVID, subsidize many of those on the Unaffordable Care Act. The question is, will it survive in 2026? That remains to be seen. It's up to President Trump and the Republicans in the House and Senate. And brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, take 20 minutes after the hour. When we come back, President Trump weighs in on Obamacare during the shutdown. We got some calls and comments, and we'll hear from Hakeem Jeffries. Mackenzie Frost coming up in about 15 minutes here on Casey and Company.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions.
Jasper engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
The Rob Carson Show.
Do you know what the shutdown was? It was the Democrats' 2025 COVID. They used COVID to attack the Trump economy in the election year, and when that didn't work, they burned down the country in the summer of 2020. The shutdown was their COVID. They were hoping that this would hobble Trump's economy. This shutdown was going to destroy the holiday season. It was going to destroy the fourth quarter of 2025, and it's not going to work.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, last hour we were talking about the budget shortfall. I had said that the weed tax should go to 10%. I was reminded by Todd that the weed tax went from 9% to 14% starting October 1st of this year. That was part of the many increases. So maybe they'll take that up to 15%. Who knows? In the coming General Assembly session, since we're now at a $1.5 billion deficit or shortfall. Unbelievable. Doug says, morning, Palantir, one of the top up-and-coming defense manufacturers, said last week that colleges are not providing the talent they need, and they're going to have to start training people. And look, I believe that in some instances. I do. In some industries, in some cases, I believe that we do not have what we need to go to the next level. And I think you could make a case-by-case argument on the H-1B visas. In other cases, I think we've really got to reduce them totally. And we'll get to John and others here in just a second. Coming up, we'll hear from the president on Obamacare. It's 8:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Earlier wreck was on the ramp from the outer loop of the Beltway to Route 10 South. They may still be working on that scene. There was some debris on the roadway at one point. 95, get this now, you're backed up at Moravia Road, which is just south of the city-county line. You come all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You go through the tunnel. You come out on the south end, and then you're just kind of riding out at about 30 to 40 miles an hour southbound all the way down to the Beltway on the southwest side. So from that beginning at Moravia Road down through the Beltway on the southwest side, 35 to 40 minutes right now to get through there. Nothing in the roadway here, but there's a lot of traffic right after Camden Yards on 95 South. 895 is also still backed up towards the bridge at Pulaski Highway. A lot of slowing yet on the Beltway, and that's all the normal stuff. The Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. Last check on the JFX, it looked actually like it was getting better south from around the Ruxton Road area, but it's backed up again now right here, right before the city-county line. I'm not sure if it's just the bright sunshine there, because at Ruxton Road it's not too bad, but at the city line through Northern Parkway, very heavy on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, upper 50s, and wind still gusting up around 20 miles an hour or so right now. Sunny, 45 in the city and 44 in Middle River. President Trump last night during the bill signing to reopen the government, 6 Democrats voting with the Republicans. 2 Republicans voted against it. They would be Thomas Massie, who votes against everything, and Greg Stubbe over the protection that Senate Republicans put in the bill for them, for the spying that they were engaged against. They're able now to seek upwards of $500,000 each. As a result of that, Stubbe was a protest vote on his part. So I get that, but we still needed that thing to pass. And it did. And here's what President Trump said about the upcoming debate and battle over the Unaffordable Care Act.
But it all includes fixing the health care system the Democrats broke with the disaster known as Obamacare. Obamacare was a disaster from day one. It's done nothing but go up. And if you remember President Barack Hussein Obama, when he came up with this crazy idea, he said everything's going to be great. Rates are going to go down. Payments are going to go down. Everything's going to go down. It went the exact opposite, with the biggest increase of any of health care in any country. It's a disaster. And I'm calling today for insurance companies not to be paid, but for the money, this massive amount of money to be paid directly to the people of our country so that they can buy their own health care, which will be far better and far less expensive than the disaster known as Obamacare. And I've had, I think, great support. I've even had Democrat support. So we want the money that would be going to the insurance company, which is hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, their stock prices have gone up by 1,000% in many cases, 1,000% over a short period of time, because our country stupidly pays them so much money with this Obamacare scandal. So I want the money to go directly to you, the people. And you go out and you'll buy your own health insurance and you'll negotiate different plans and you'll get much better insurance, and you will be an entrepreneur for yourself.
Yeah, bingo, and I think I wholeheartedly agree with the president on this one. Look, Republicans have tried repeatedly to replace Obamacare since its inception. I think 13 times is the number of votes that they've cast. We came close really one time. Remember John McCain walking up into the Senate, on the floor of the Senate, and giving the thumbs down. His was the vote that killed the attempt to replace Obamacare. So Senator Juan McCain will always be remembered for that betrayal. But the fact is, look, put the money with the people in an HSA, FSA, whatever, so it must be spent on health care like you do now for HSA and FSA. So you do that. You don't give them a check. You don't give them cash. You make it a dedicated account, and then they can choose the health care plan of their choice. And then you have to erase existing state lines where, for in the state of Maryland, what do you have, like five choices or whatever it is? We should have choices across the nation like we do for car insurance, like we do for life insurance, for other insurances. Why is it just health care? Because the insurance companies have always sought to protect their own. That's exactly what they did when they wrote Obamacare. So I think the president's onto something here. Now, the question is, do Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, do they have the intestinal fortitude to take on this? And it's a heavy lift, I kid you not. And there's a lot to be done here in the next year or so. But once and for all, Obamacare was set up to fail, to make us beg for socialized medicine. And we said it from the beginning, and it's proven to be true with the 60% increases in premiums, etc. So that's what I think needs to happen. I wholeheartedly support the president on that. Steve in Jarrettsville, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'd just like to comment on something President Trump was saying earlier. You just played. He's letting people know what the Democrats, what they were responsible for with the airport delays, the shutdowns, the canceled flights, and everything else. My concern is what happened last Tuesday night. And you guys, I'd like to hear you guys comment also. It wasn't that Deep Blue, Virginia, New Jersey, it was expected. New York, forget about them. That's like a third world city now with all the illegals and everything.
Well, they were all blue cities or states. Now, there wasn't a single red state. There was a couple of commissioner seats in Georgia and a couple of other small seats in, I think, Missouri or Mississippi. I can't remember which. But these were all expected to win. Every one of them would have been an upset. I think the fact they won by double digits is because they turned out their radical left-wing base, and they blamed the shutdown on Trump and the Republicans.
Correct. The magnitude, the margins that they won by. Let's go to stay in Jersey and Virginia.
I'm running short on time here, Steve, but listen, thanks. I think you make a very good point, and the margins they won there were by double digits. That was not expected, especially in New Jersey, but thanks for the call and the reminder. It's a good one. Don't forget Best of Casey and Company, available right now, WCBM.com, Facebook, Rumble Pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Mackenzie Frost is coming up next. It's 8:30. Here's Maggie with the news headlines.
Good morning. Thanks. A prepared meal delivery service is opening a food production and distribution facility in Elkridge. Feast and Federal will be moving into a 25,000 square foot space along Dorsey Run Road as it expands its footprint on the East Coast. Governor Moore says attracting Feast and Fettle to Maryland brings incredible opportunities to the Howard County workforce, the state's manufacturing and agribusiness sectors. The facility is expected to employ around 250 people, and it's expected to be fully functional by early 2026. And police have raided several homes in connection with the mass overdoses in Penn North. Police say their investigation remains open and ongoing, and officers executed enforcement actions that included raids on Wednesday morning. According to a local paper, sources familiar with the police actions say arrests were made and more details are expected to be released in the coming days. In July, 35 people were treated for overdoses in Penn North, and there were two additional overdose incidents in October. October. City police have released surveillance images of two suspects in connection with a deadly shooting in Northeast Baltimore. The 20-year-old victim was shot at around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon in the 2900 block of Rueckert Avenue, and he was pronounced dead at a hospital a short time later. Homicide detectives are asking for the public's help to identify the suspects. And a prepared meal delivery service is opening once again. It's a food production and distribution facility in Elkridge. Feast and Federal will be moving into a 25,000-square-foot space along Dorsey Road Run as it expands its footprint on the East Coast. And city police have released surveillance images of two suspects in connection with a deadly shooting in Northeast Baltimore. The 20-year-old victim was shot at around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon in the 2900 block of Rueckert Avenue. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a 4-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Had a new wreck on the Beltway on the southwest side inner loop right before the VW Parkway, and at one point it was crowding the right-hand lane. So anybody coming up from 648, from 170, you're coming up from I-97, and even from Ritchie Highway, and coming up through that area, it's going to be a backup there over on the southwest side. The earlier wreck on the outer loop ramp to southbound Route 10 may still have an investigation underway. So again, heads up for that. At one point, there was debris on the roadway through there. The rest of the Beltway still backed up on the outer loop in Parkville, the inner loop through Pikesville, and we're still very slow with bright sunshine still adding to it on the outer loop from 795 down through the ramps at Route 40 West. Big delay still there. Very heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a mostly sunny and breezy day ahead of us with highs headed for the upper 50s and winds still gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Mostly clear and chilly again tonight as lows fall back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A bombshell report this morning in the U.S. edition of the Daily Mail. A leaked memo revealing that Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer was disciplined by Masson for offensive conduct against a black colleague. Palmer, 80 years of age, was accused of inappropriate, unprofessional offensive conduct that negatively impacted fellow Orioles broadcaster Rob Long. The incident allegedly occurred before and during the O's Extra pregame show on Saturday, April 23rd of 2022. The memo directed Palmer to sign an acknowledgement of Masson's harassment policy, attend mandatory discrimination trainings, and promise not to retaliate against any complainants or face termination. The incident at the baseball broadcaster was kept quiet until now, and Long and the Palmers appear to have patched things up since. Contacted by phone, Long told the Daily Mail that he did not make the discrimination complaint, that it was misleading, and added, "Jim is my friend," declining to comment any further. Other baseball news, Detroit ace Tarik Skubal and Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens have been named Cy Young Award winners in the AL and NL respectively. Skubal, by the way, 56 strikeouts through his first six career postseason games, are behind only Hall of Famer Bob Gibson, who had 57. To football we go, where the Ravens began prep yesterday for the Browns. Rookie linebackers Mike Green and Teddy Buchanan thrown into the fray this year and improving week to week. Here's fellow linebacker Roquan Smith on the pass rusher Green.
The guy never wavered or anything like that.
that, stayed focused, so got a tremendous amount of respect for him for being a younger guy and not getting sidetracked by things that are out of his control. So,
meanwhile, ticket prices for the 2026 FIFA World Cup have skyrocketed once again ahead of the second round of sales due to FIFA's variable pricing strategy. The face value, the least expensive ticket now for the semifinals, is $420. The most expensive is $3,295. And for the final, $2,030 face value is the least expensive. The most expensive, $7,875. Again, these are face value tickets. By comparison, by the way, the Super Bowl now, the face value of the most expensive tickets are up to about $2,500. Maryland men's soccer was the number one team in the nation until last night. They suffered their first loss of the season, falling 2-0 to the number four seed UCLA in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. The Terps now await to find their postseason fate in the NCAA tournament. On this date in baseball history, take you back 125 years. November 13th, 1900, the Baltimore Orioles enter baseball's American League. They would later become the New York Yankees. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday. That means it's time to go in-depth preview of what's happening tonight at 5 on Fox 45 with investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. And today we're talking, or tonight you'll be covering, redistricting. I wanted to play a little clip and get your reaction to it and see if things are starting to get a little bit under governor's skin over this redistricting debate. This was in response to the Washington Post editorial saying that his attempt to gerrymander was embarrassing. Here is what he said.
I can respond to the Washington Post with five letters. IDGAF.
I don't give a fudge.
Yes.
I think he protesteth a little too much there. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, his little salty response is an indication that the pressure is mounting, right? And, you know, the pressure is mounting for the Senate president as well, Bill Ferguson, who is the one who kind of drew a line in the sand. I saw a think piece yesterday calling Bill Ferguson the most hated Democrat in America right now, which I think is a bit, you know, a bit of an exaggeration. But I think that the governor knows that all eyes are watching, and he continues to listen to what top Democrats in Washington are saying. I mean, after he launched his redistricting commission last week, we saw Hakeem Jeffries quote tweet him and say thank you for your leadership. So I think that he knows that the pressure from D.C. for him to do something is building, and he doesn't like when people tell him no.
And we saw the Virginia Democrat basically tell Bill Ferguson to grow a pair, you know, and so it seems like he's under a lot of pressure here as well. But it seems to me he seems to be more on solid ground here than the governor does, based on, you know, past his prologue, what's happened in previous redistricting battles.
Yeah, I think that the concerns from the Senate president are rooted in what we saw unfold in 2022 in the courts. And, you know, his letter said that not only is he concerned about legal challenges, but the politics of this as well. And Democrats often are the party saying we have to protect democracy, and democracy is at risk. But then we also are seeing Democrats right now talk about doing this mid-cycle redistricting. And I think that is something that the Senate president argues is, how can we be the party saying one thing and then turn around and do the exact same thing that a lot of Democrats complain about?
Yeah, it's a fair point. So we know the speaker is in favor of this, the governor's in favor, the governor's the one that calls a special session, and we understand that public testimony is going to be accepted starting, what, tomorrow afternoon?
That is the plan, yes. And one of the issues is that right now these meetings are held virtually, and the concern is that how are people going to participate in this virtually if the meeting itself is Friday afternoon at 4 p.m.? And that was one of the complaints that we heard from the Senate president as well, was this isn't really an opportunity for Marylanders to weigh in on this. And then the other issue is, what exactly are they weighing in on? Because the commission has not produced any sort of map, so it's not like their comments are to a specific map. And in 2021, when we saw this first unfold, a lot of people changed their minds after they saw a proposed map. And so is it really indicative of where people stand if they're just commenting on an abstract idea instead of a specific rendering?
You know, it's interesting. I received an email yesterday from a furloughed federal employee. I won't mention his name or where he works, but he's a Marylander. And he used artificial intelligence. I think it was Grok, which is the X AI.
Sure.
And he came up with, I thought, was one of the more reasonable redistricting maps I've ever seen. Here in the, just using AI, if when you take race out of it, when you take partisan politics out of it, it's possible that you can come up with decent maps that represent and don't disenfranchise anyone.
Well, one, you should submit the map to the commission, because apparently they are taking submissions on if people have ideas. So recommend submitting it. But also, that's taking out partisan politics, and I don't think that really is the goal here. For people who are in favor of this.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way that things have been trending of over the past several decades, going from 4-4, 6-2, 7-1, and now the goal here is 8-zip here in Maryland. But I don't see how any court anywhere in the land, it's happened in New England where you have 40% of a minority that has not a single representative in all of New England. If they were successful here in Maryland, that would mean that 31% of Republican voters would be disenfranchised.
Well, and that was part of the Senate president's concern, too, was how are Democrats as a party going to sit here and argue for a fair map when we know that 30% of Marylanders are registered Republicans, and if the goal is an 8-0 map, what is fair about that?
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost. Preview of In-Depth coming up in just a second. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Inner loop of the Beltway coming up to the VW Parkway. There was a wreck there in the last 30 minutes that at one point was crowding the right lane. So just a heads up, if you're coming up from I-97 and you're working your way past the bridge at 648, the southwest side of 95, now at least passing Camden Yards, is improving for a while. That was really slow. Now it's better going south to the Beltway, but that's not really helping the backup on 95 to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're still looking at Moravia Road, and in that backup, there may be a minor accident there near the Eastern Avenue Bridge on 95 South. And then, of course, 895 was still very slow as well, coming down from Pulaski Highway and through that area into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So all of that still continues. Baltimore County had a new wreck at Charles Street at Bologna Avenue, and still have the backups on the Beltway, the Parkville side through Pikesville, and still 795 down through Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, breezy, that wind remains a problem today. Gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Upper 50s for the high. Clear, upper 30s tonight for the low. It's sunny and 49 in Stevensville, and right now it is 46 in Glen Burnie. Mackenzie Frost is on our Newsmaker Hotline. In-Depth is tonight at 5 on Fox 45, covering redistricting. Mackenzie, let me ask you this. Do you get a sense that Governor Moore is advocating and encouraging this more so out of pressure on his presidential ambition rather than what might happen locally?
I mean, I think that there are a lot of indications that this is part of the national trend. And, you know, if we look at the national media appearances that he's gotten recently, and, you know, he talks about this a lot, I think that there's pressure or perhaps ambition to be a part of the national conversation. And to do that, he needs Maryland to kind of wade into this fray a little bit about the conversation, especially as we see other states led by Democrats like California with Gavin Newsom do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the governor isn't in Brazil right now, frankly. But
well, he's in Texas. Tonight he'll be talking with Chuck Todd about the future of the Democratic Party. So I think that, you know, he continues to find himself in these situations where he's in the middle of the national landscape conversation for the next cycle.
Is this provided a distraction for the governor? It's just now a story's breaking that Maryland once again facing a nearly $1.5 billion budget shortfall deficit going into the next fiscal year. And of course, they want to blame the Trump administration, but it looks like the vast majority of it is just they've spent too much money. Shouldn't that be the priority here?
Yeah, I think that is a valid question, and especially when we have conversations about the potential for a special session this year, you know, just a couple of weeks before the regularly scheduled session, it does beg the question of where the priorities are for the leader as we continue to face these budget problems. And, you know, what we learned yesterday from the Spending Affordability Committee is that this projection is just an estimate, and every indication really points to the fact that the numbers from December will likely just get worse. And so this budget gap could grow as we get closer to the start of session. And it's an election year. And so Democrats will be more hesitant to raise taxes and fees. But the fee increases I would watch, because that's exactly what we saw last year. And it's an opportunity for people on both sides to say, we didn't raise taxes, a wholesale tax, but people at the end of the day are still paying more.
Yeah, I would get a sense. We saw it in the last session that there was a proposal to raise the sales tax by a half a percentage point. Do you think that comes up again next session?
I would be surprised if it did, just given the dynamics of the election. And everyone will be sensitive to the fact that Maryland continues to become a more expensive place to live. And I can tell you that we go everywhere and people always talk about just how expensive it is to live here and the cost of living. And if you raise the sales tax, that kind of wipes out your plausible deniability and the opportunity for politicians on the campaign trail to say, we listened, we did not raise your taxes this year because we know how expensive it is.
Finally, who do you think's got more political capital in this dogfight? Is it Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones, or Governor Moore?
I don't know. I don't really think Adrian Jones has a lot to gain here, considering she herself is not participating in the commission. She appointed somebody else to serve in her place. We know where she stands. She's kind of the quiet person in the background here. Governor Westmore is using everything that he's got at this point, and especially if we do see a special session, the question will be, what does Bill Ferguson decide to do as a presiding officer?
Very good. Tonight at 5, Fox 45, Mackenzie goes in-depth. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A Kansas man is sharing the story of how his father survived a World War II attack thanks to some bunched-up socks he wadded up in his uniform because they got wet. The socks had about 12 holes pierced through them, and he kept his lucky socks. Here's Don Scholl, son of Albert Scholl, reading his dad's letter about those socks. It may have saved his life.
About noon, we saw a bunch of German tanks coming in, and he dropped one in on us. When the shell exploded, it blew me out of the hole. I got two pieces of shrapnel, one piece about 2 inches long, right in my stomach. But fortunately, I had this pair of heavy wool socks wadded up in there to dry, and I had on two coats and a sweater. It just cut the skin on my stomach. I had another pair of socks in my coat pocket over my chest. A small piece hit me there also and broke through my skin. The way the socks are doubled up, they have about 12 holes cut in them. The rest of his soldiers called him lucky, and he thinks it was more than luck. He felt that God was with him.
Yeah, nothing like divine providence. What a great story. Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 52. Boy, Democrats really caught between a rock and a hard place. Staffer for Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth caught posing as a lawyer to free illegal alien from ICE custody. Former Gavin Newsom chief of staff has been indicted on public corruption charges, and old Fang Fang's boyfriend, Eric Swalwell, is in trouble. He's named Washington, D.C. home as his principal address and has no California address. By the way, he purportedly is representing California, but has no fixed address. How do you pull that off? No fixed address in California, and yet you get elected to represent Californians. Just, again, all tip of the iceberg, folks. The folks have been pulling the wool over our eyes, bamboozling us for quite some time now. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes, and no bamboozle here. It's Mr. Accuracy, as he's known.
No more than usual.
Chuck Whitaker. He does it with smoke and mirrors, folks. But how exactly, we don't, we're quite sure, but it is accurate.
Well, you don't know, because you're sequestered where you
are.
I am. You have to rely on the people who call in. The southbound right tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel is reacting to a backup now on the ramp here to Key Highway and McComas Street. Again, we don't know. There's no camera that goes underneath that area. But right now, that ramp is really backed up. So it could indicate there's a wreck at Key Highway and McComas, which would back this ramp up and in turn affecting traffic in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just when we were starting to make a little progress there on 95 South, this now shows up. And this is obviously a problem right there where the 95 goes over Key Highway and McComas Street there in South Baltimore. So that's a problem. It's moving, but it's not moving very well at that point. There is late backing on the Beltway. It looks like the wreck on the interloop near the BW Parkway may have cleared. I don't see any backups right now on I-97 coming up to the Beltway through that area. Baltimore County had the late accident, Charles Street at Bologna Avenue. And at last check, if you just give me 1 second here, I'll change the camera over here to 83 South just to check at the city-county line. And, yeah, it's still a little bit slow through there coming south from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny, breezy today, upper 50s. And the good news is it starts to warm up for the weekend. That's put a smile on Kim's face here this morning. Sunny 48 in Arnold, and it is a 46 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? The weather looks good. I have a kid-free weekend this weekend.
Oh, really?
I have no idea what to do with this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's mommy time.
It is. What am I going to do? Maybe some laundry, you know? That's how it goes.
Get caught up on all the stuff you haven't been able to do.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I'm excited about the weather. Of course, we got lots to talk about today. The big question of the day I'm going to ask you, Sean, are you going to miss the U.S. penny?
Am I going to miss the what?
U.S. penny.
Oh, the U.S. penny. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Although I'm wondering what it does for collectors that have you know, valuable pennies now that they're not going to mint it anymore.
Yeah. What does that do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that's the question of the day.
What's it going to do to give a penny, take a penny? Yeah. Those things on the counter.
I know. I still have a ton of pennies in my center console. So I am not going to miss the U.S. penny. But maybe there are people out there that will. Of course,
it does now, you get the roundup thing.
Yeah, that's
so it's gonna be more expensive for you if you do that roundup, and
they're already having us round up. Every time I go somewhere, even Taco Bell, right, they're saying, "Do you want to round up to educate the kids?"
You thought it was a new burrito. Who knew?
Yeah. I round up every time, but the kids aren't getting any smarter, Sean. I don't know where this money's going. All right, we're going to talk to Brad Essex. He's with Red State, used to be with the Blaze. We're going to talk about the shutdown and some other national issues. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the local issues. The police officer that went viral in the video chasing a man down with his patrol car has been indicted.
Did you see him strike the suspect?
So I didn't see him strike him, but the suspect keeps saying that he hurt his knee and that he could hurt his knee running. I thought maybe.
But Bates, the report this morning says that one of the reasons why he's being charged with attempted murder, 65 years is a sentence, is because he struck the individual. I did not see that in the video.
I didn't see it either, but when we were listening to, I think it was it Alexa Elshwell, somebody at Fox 45 was doing the report, it sounded to me like the gentleman was hit by the car at some point in time. That's what he said. Now, that we were all waiting for the body cam footage, right, and the footage from the dash cam to see whether or not he was actually hit. But we're still waiting.
Or did he run into the car?
I mean, it's hard to tell what happened.
I don't know
either.
Look, I'll tell you this. That car, that's a Ford Explorer. It's with incredible engine, horsepower, torque. If he wanted to, he could have very easily have run him over.
Yeah. I mean, regardless, it looks bad.
Shouldn't have done it. Yeah, absolutely. You don't do that. You don't use your patrol car to pursue in that manner.
Yeah, so we have lots of stuff to talk about locally. And then, of course, AI at schools, the weapon detection story is back in the news. Chris Papps at Project Baltimore did some digging and found out the AI system that detected the Doritos bag at the Belmont County School did not detect an actual gun at a school in Tennessee.
That's the Nashville shooting.
Yeah. So he's doing a comparison here. So we're going to talk about that as well.
Okay. Again, thanks so much. Kim Klasick Live coming up right after 9 o'clock news. So some of you have called in to agree that you can disagree in MAGA world, and it doesn't mean the end of the world. Others are basically emailing and texting me saying that I have betrayed President Trump. And I'm not being loyal to him or whatever the case would be. Look, I'm a big guy. I can take it, whatever. I'm just saying that there is room for a disagreement, whether it's MTG or whether it's me or whether it's any other person. And the president said it last the other night to Laura Ingraham. He said that, look, you and I are going to disagree, Laura, over this issue. That doesn't mean that we're not MAGA. It doesn't mean we're not America First. What it means is that, again, we've got to stay focused on the mission. We got to keep our eyes on the ball here, because that's what they're trying to do. There are several factions that are trying to drive a wedge between MAGA, and that's the folks that backed Ron DeSantis in the first Republican primary. There are many people that want to kill the MAGA movement once Donald Trump is gone from the presidency. And again, whether that's Vance, or whether you think it's Rubio, whether you think it's somebody else, whether it's MTG, who is rumored to be interested maybe in running for president, again, the MAGA movement will live on. The America First movement will live on. We have to be strong enough to take the slings and arrows, and we can agree and disagree amongst ourselves to get there. All right. Again, I disagreed with some of the things President Reagan did. He was a great president. I disagree with some of the things President Trump has done. He has been the greatest president of my lifetime. So let's just keep our eye on the ball. Don't get distracted. And it starts right here each and every morning at 6 a.m. So thanks for joining us for your text, your emails, and for your calls. Stay tuned for Kim. Till tomorrow, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.